from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you have a home? Do you want to improve your home? Do you want to reno it? Do you want to remodel it? Do you want to repair it? Do you want to decorate it? Well, you are in the right place because that's what we do. We love to help you do projects just like that. But you got to help yourself first. So if you've got a question, reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT or better yet, go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button, which you will find in the bottom right corner of every page. You'll be directed to our question page where you can record your question and send it right to us because we do want to help. We've got a great show planned for you today. Coming up, if there is one room that you want to be bright and cheery, it is definitely the kitchen. So we're going to share some tips on kitchen lighting that'll keep that space looking bright even when it's dark outside.
And also ahead, saving energy and going green are big goals for homeowners, which might explain why heat pumps are more popular than ever. We're going to share how exactly a heat pump works and where they work best.
And you guys ready to take on some home improvement projects but feel that you just don't have the time? Not possible. We're going to highlight several you can get done in 30 minutes or less.
But first, what projects do you want to take on this weekend? You got a big one, you got a small one, whatever size, scope, scale of project it is that you've got in your mind, we can help you achieve it. So give us a call, reach out to Team Money Pit anytime.
The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Adam in Wisconsin's on the line with a radon question. What's going on at your money pit?
I did a radon test in my basement, adjusted for getting a mitigation in place.
What was the level, Adam, that came out of the test?
It was 4.6.
Okay, so it's just above the guideline because the guideline is 4.0. Okay, go ahead.
So I was wondering before getting the mitigation system installed by a professional if there was anything that can be done to help mitigate it without, paying the higher prices of getting a professional to do it.
Okay. Well, first of all, you are just over the guideline. One thing that you should know is that the radon levels are going to swing across the year depending on the season. You know, typically in the winter when the house is really sealed up, tight as a drum, your levels are going to be seasonally high compared to the summer when we tend to let a lot more air into the house, which will push it down below the action guideline, which is 4.0 picocuries per liter of air. Now, in terms of a do-it-yourself sort of radon mitigation system, you know, it's kind of a hard thing to do because what happens when you do a mitigation system is you you set up a system that essentially pulls the gas off of the soil before it gets into the house there. Do you have a traditional basement kind of house? What's your home look like?
Yeah, it's a traditional basement. It actually has a Palmer valve drain that goes underneath the house. So, I mean, one thing I looked at was a Dranger drain that would allow water
that
out
would seal,
the
yeah.
central drain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But keep the gas down.
Right. Now, do you have a French drain around the inside perimeter of the foundation wall where there's a gap between the basement floor and the wall?
Yes, and I also have a French drain.
So, I mean, what a mitigation company would do is they would seal that French drain up the bottom of it to kind of seal off the gas with a flowable urethane seal it. They would seal off the sump if that was accessible. Then they would install a vent pipe that goes into that slab and has a vent fan installed in it that draws the gas off from underneath the slab. So all of that is not really kind of a DIY. Yeah, you could seal the obvious places, but whether that's going to have a long-term effect is really hard to say because, you know, typically what the tester is also going to do is something called a communications test where they'll put one suction point where that hole is in the slab. They'll put one suction point in the slab. They'll put it under suction, under pressure, and then they'll go around to the other areas of the slab and see if they have any air that's kind of getting in there. And this way they can tell how much, you know, suction they need to install or how many suction points they need to install to kind of make the system work. So while, yeah, I mean, if you had some basic areas that you could seal up, that might help a little bit, but it's really not a do-it-yourself project, Adam, for a whole bunch of reasons. And you know what? If you go to sell this house in the future and it comes out that you had a radon test done, or even if they do a test at that time, you know, do-it-yourself mitigation is just not going to cut it. You're going to have a system in that was professionally installed and regularly monitored. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So I appreciate the information. Like I mentioned, was just kind of looking to see if there's anything I could do to try to help bring down that level, but sounds like I might have to go with the professionals with this.
Yeah, and economically, like I said, you're just over the guidelines, so I wouldn't consider this an emergency repair, but it's something that you should get to when you're ready to, when you can afford it, when you have the time, the inclination, you know, over the next few months. That would be great, okay?
Okay, all right, very good.
Good luck with that project, Adam. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
We had some plaster work done, and unfortunately, the gentleman used a rusty tool. What type of primer, what type of paint can we put over that? You know, I'm afraid that I don't know if it'll bleed through or what it'll do.
So when you said that he used a rusty tool, are you seeing some areas of like a sort of reddish patina in the plaster itself, or is it changing over time? What are you noticing?
Correct. Just rust from the tool.
So you're seeing it in the plaster, and of course now that's all cured and dried.
Exactly, in the plaster itself.
Yeah, that plaster will leach through a traditional paint finish, so you definitely have to prime here, right, Leslie?
Yeah, and I think, you know, your best bet is to use, I mean, if you can, like a Bin or a Zinsser, one of those primers. They tend to be oil-based. They're a little bit more heavy-duty, and those really do tend to cover up everything. So I think if you go ahead with a good coat of that as a primer, you'll end up with the opportunity to seal all of that rust stain in. And then when you go put your top coat on, you shouldn't have a problem with that.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going out to the Great North in Alaska where Tim has a construction question. What can we do for you?
So I'm looking to do some construction on a new residence, and the traditional housing is generally 2x6 or 2x8 construction, and certainly they've come out with some more advanced materials, ICF block with concrete and foam insulation. I'm wondering, from a standpoint of cost differences, which would be better for a long-term home.
So wood framing versus insulated concrete forms or ICF blocks. I am a huge proponent of ICF construction. I think it's a brilliant technology. And for those who are not familiar with this, these are large foam blocks. They look like kind of like Lego blocks. And you stack up the wall out of these foam blocks, put a traditional footing in, stack up the wall with these foam blocks, and then it's all braced, and then the wall is filled with concrete. So you end up with a solid concrete wall that's reinforced, that's surrounded by insulation on both sides of it. And what you find with this, Tim, is that the home is super insulated and actually much more storm resistant and much quieter. In fact, I've seen these homes require about 30 to 40% less heating and cooling capacity because they just perform so well. So I think when you look at it, yeah, you're going to have probably an increased cost of construction over wood framing, slightly increased, not hugely increased. But the long-term energy efficiency and comfort savings on this is going to be very significant. So I would definitely consider insulated concrete form construction over wood framing if I had the opportunity.
Thank you for that information.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if your kitchen feels dark and dreary, it may be that you don't have the right kind or maybe even the right type of lighting. We're going to share some bright ideas to step up that space after this. Setting a fence post, the mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging, and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from EdenPure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the EdenPure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, that's what we do, because this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? Whatever project you have in mind, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Michelle in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about a heat pump. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a pretty big house, lots of windows, and so I want to kind of section off parts of the house that I don't really live in. Problem is, those parts of the house is the formal living, formal dining room, and that's where my thermostat is located.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, so I feel like if I lower the thermostat, then it's going to kick on even harder.
Yeah, Michelle, you know, there is a solution for that, and it comes in the form of a thermostat, a smart thermostat. And what I'm thinking of is a thermostat that's called an Ecobee. It's E-C-O-B-E-E. And what's different about the Ecobee smart thermostat, it has all the technology you'll see in other Wi-Fi thermostats, you know, like the fact that you can control it from your smartphone and knows when you're home, knows when you're away. But what Ecobee also has are wireless remote sensors. So you can put sensors in different parts of the room, different parts of the house, and then you could tell the heating system what the temperature should be in that room, and it should read that and determine whether it should go on or off. So in the rooms that you don't use that much, you could have a very cold temperature, and in the rooms that you do use, you could have a very warm temperature, and it would kind of read just that particular area and not the area where the original thermostat is mounted. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So what's something like that going to run?
Yeah, it's not terribly expensive, and the installation is sort of DIY. You know, I think they're probably a couple $100, but go to ecobee.com, E-C-O-B-E-E, and you can shop online or you can find it on Amazon. I think it's probably the answer to your particular situation, because heat pumps are expensive to run. And so you want to make sure that you're using the thermostat properly.
Very good. Thank you.
Scott in Georgia is on the line with a question about an attic fan. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a house that has a ridge vent in it, and the temperature in the attic gets to be somewhere around 115 to 120 degrees during the summer, and it gets pretty warm. So to help with some of the, I guess, the insulation and I guess some of the heating, the heat up there in the attic, I want to put in maybe a attic ventilator to help assist with the removal of some of that heat, you know, more airflow up there. But my concern is, if I do that with a ridge vent, am I going to be pulling air from the outside in through the ridge vent into the attic, only to be evacuated again by the power ventilator?
And generally, you're going to, I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen. And then you'll be also pulling, you know, whatever conditioned air from whatever leaks or spaces you have within the house into the attic space and then back out. So you're kind of not achieving what you want to achieve there. However, you've got the ridge vent. Do you have soffit vents in play at your house?
Soffit, yes, I do. I do have soffits, yes.
And they're not blocked by any insulation, or?
No, I've checked most of that, and some of the areas I had to push the insulation down just to be sure there was a clear path. So I would say overall probably maybe 90-95% of it is unobstructed.
It sounds like you're doing the right things. When was your house built, Scott? How old is it?
The house is about 10 years old. Now, it sits out, and there's no trees, there's no shade or anything in the area. And, of course, South Georgia, in the summers, we get, you know, 100, 110 degrees. So.
Because the thing is, even though it's getting hot in that attic space, I mean, it is at ambient temperature, so that's kind of, you're not going to get it much cooler than that. If you've got unobstructed soffit vents, you've got good soffit ventilation on both sides of the house, you have a really good ridge vent. Now, sometimes I see ridge vents that are not very open. They're like, especially the kind that I see that are corrugated looking like, they don't let enough air out. So, I mean, it might be worth looking at the type of ridge vent that you have. The CertainTeed ridge vents, the company's called AirVent, or the brand's called AirVent. I think it's airvent.com. You'll see that they have these metal ridge vents that have like a folded edge on one side of it. That actually depressurizes the ridge and makes it more efficient in terms of pulling air out of it. So you may not be getting as much air out of that ridge vent as you would like to. Do you have gable vents on the end walls as well?
Yes, actually, I do.
So that, if the ridge vent and the soffit vent are set up correctly, you actually don't need those gable vents. They actually can tend to make that structure inefficient because it kind of messes with the airflow. So I would look at the ridge vent that I have and make sure I'm getting plenty of air that is exhausting out of that. But as Leslie said, putting an attic fan next to that is going to be like a dog chasing its tail. You know, you're not really going to be very efficient, and it could pull up air-conditioned air from your house and actually raise the cooling bill.
Okay. That was my concern. I was just kind of thinking about that in my head and going, gee whiz, would that ever happen? But Okay, because I've seen some houses around here that look like, yeah, they have an attic ventilator, but then they also look like maybe at least part of the roof or a section of the roof has a ridge vent. So
yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of people that just do that because they don't know what else to do. But the problem with attic fans is that, you know, your house has all types of little gaps in it that connect the attic to the inside. Think about, you know, the framed wall and the outlet, for example. I mean, that's an opening, right? And if your attic is depressurized, it's going to want to suck air up from anywhere it can find. And that's going to include the conditioned air, that expensive, comfortable conditioned air that's inside your house. That's why passive ventilation is always a better option.
Okay. Okay. So probably a CertainTeed would be a good brand or a good type of ridge vent.
Yeah, take a look at airvent.com and look at the one that's called a multi-pitch filter vent. It's a metal vent, ridge vent that sits on top of your roof, and it has an airfoil to the side of it. And I know that airfoil speeds up the depressurization and makes it much more effective.
Okay, so a multi-vent, okay.
It's called a multi-pitch filter vent, and it's in the ridge vent section.
It's okay, I'll do that. Good. I appreciate the help. Thank you.
Well, if your kitchen feels dark and dreary, it may be that you don't have the right kind or even the right type of lighting. Now, for kitchens, you need three types of lighting: ambient, task, and accent. Now, ambient lighting is the overall light in the room, and that's generally provided by those larger fixtures and, of course, the natural light if you've got some windows.
Now, task lighting, on the other hand, is focused and calibrated to specific work areas like countertops. And accent lighting does just that. It accents and highlights the architectural details or objects within your redesigned space, like kitchen lighting that points up from the top of your cabinets or rope lighting lining the undersides, which incidentally is a very easy do-it-yourself project.
Yeah, and you know, there's no shortage of fixture styles and sizes for you to choose from for each of these lighting types. And it's definitely okay to mix and match those fixture styles. You know, you can put a chandelier over the dining area and then install some interesting pendants in another spot for the task lighting.
Yeah, and you can even shed additional light on the countertops with using those little halogen puck lights or LED puck lights that go underneath the cabinet. So where there's a will, there's a way. It's a room that we probably spend almost as much time in as any other room, probably even more in some cases. So why not have it bright and cheery no matter what the daylight situation is outside?
Dean in Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Okay, we've just purchased a home. And in that home, we've got a traditional gas water heater.
Okay.
And my wife loves to take baths every night. She's one of those really hot bath type persons.
Okay, good for her.
Just wanted to kind of know what the best setting for the water heater was. We've been told a couple different things.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we turn it all the way up and
That's really hot.
We've been told some different things. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it just you and your wife, or do you have kids too?
We do have kids as well.
Yeah. You want to be careful with the children, especially. You don't want the water to be any hotter than about 110 to 120 degrees. And if you turn it all the way up, it can get close to 160, and that's really dangerous. So, I mean, if you have a 40-gallon water heater and you're taking a big bath every night, I think you're going to have to adjust your schedules around that, because that's going to use a significant amount of it. But it also has a pretty fast recovery. If you opt at some point in the future, if you're there in the house for a number of years and you want to get a water heater that's never going to run on hot water, you should opt for a tankless water heater. They're a little bit more expensive than a tank water heater, but they basically provide you an endless supply of hot water. So I think those are your options, Dean. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, saving energy and going green. These are some big goals for homeowners, which kind of explains why heat pumps have become more popular than ever. So we're going to share how a heat pump works and where they work best. So stick around.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? Are you thinking ahead to spring? I know I am. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait for it to get here because right now I'm kind of done with winter, and I know it's only a good month or so away. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm thinking of the projects I want to get done. If you've got something on your to-do list, slide it right on over to ours because we are here to help you with tips and advice to get those projects done.
Carolyn, Delaware needs some help with some insulation recommendations. What's going on?
We built about 2 years ago a pole building that we are insulating one-third of, that we are making into living space for a shop.
Okay.
And the whole pole building was wrapped in double bubble, including the ceiling. So now that we're getting ready to enclose or encapsulate or enclose this area, it's 20 by 30 by 14. We need to know what type of insulation you would recommend over the double bubble.
Now, when you say double bubble, I'm not actually familiar with that term.
It is like bubble wrap.
Right.
And it's closed cell. Right. So it's just a roll that they, it's a rolled product that they put out, like a bubble wrap.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen this. It's like a foil-based product. It's not going to have very much R value at all.
No,
so
it's
obviously
no,
it's obviously not going to hold much heat in. I think your best option here for insulating that space is spray foam insulation. Spray foam insulation can seal all of the gaps that will be in that shell. You don't need as much of it in terms of thickness, and it does a very good job of not only insulating but sealing out the drafts. So I would highly recommend spray foam over a fiberglass bat insulation for this particular space.
Okay, and my husband's sitting here. You're on speakerphone. Would you recommend open or closed cell?
So closed cell is going to be better for moist locations. If you're concerned about moisture, you would use the closed cell. But open cell does a very good job as well. I actually have both in my house. In my crawl space, I have closed cell for the box joists, and in the walls and in the roof drafters, I have open cell.
Okay, and then what would you do with the ceiling?
With the bubble wrap that's there.
There's a space between the ceiling and the roof. What would you recommend putting in that space?
So you have two options. If you want, you could insulate the underside of the roof rafters and consider that attic space to be part of the conditioned space, part of the heated space. I mean, not the heated space, but it would insulate there. Or you could put the spray foam insulation across the ceiling and make the attic completely unconditioned. If you make it a conditioned space, if you insulate underneath the roof rafters, you know, you'll find that, you know, if you need it for storage, it's not going to have the same kind of temperature extremes that you would have in an attic that was just more traditional and it was just, you know, whatever temperature was outside, whether it was 110 degrees in the summer, or, you know, 10 degrees in the winter, that's the temperature that attic's going to be. So it's just kind of your personal preference. But wherever you decide to make that barrier, I'd make it with spray foam. I take a look at isonene. I-C-Y-N-E-N-E, isonene insulation.
What would you recommend as far as the heating air conditioning system? We have two areas. We have the wide open space, and then we have a bathroom space that will be in that area.
Do you have gas, natural gas available?
Yeah, we do. We have propane.
You have propane? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I think propane is going to probably be your best option. I'd prefer, my order of preference on fuels would be natural gas, followed probably by oil, and then propane almost about the same. But, you know, propane is probably okay with an efficient furnace. And then electric would be last. That would just cost you a boatload of money. But I think probably a propane gas furnace that's a high-efficiency furnace. In the open space, you're going to use a space heater that's like one of those big furnaces that hangs up sort of in the air and warms that whole space. In the bathroom, that smaller area, if that could be connected to the same heating system that's heating that room, is this bathroom separate from the living space you're talking about, or is it part of it? Because you're going to need heat throughout that whole living space, aren't you?
Right. We'll need heat throughout the whole living space. The bathroom will be closed off as a bathroom so that...
I think you're probably going to end up putting a furnace up in that attic. So you got some room up there for it, but put a gas furnace up there and you can use that for heating and air conditioning.
Okay. What do you think about the split units?
The split ductless units?
Uh-huh.
They run beautifully, though, but they'll be expensive.
I think you've answered our questions. Thank you
very
much.
All right, Jesse. Well, good luck to you and your husband with that project, and send us pictures when you're done.
I sure will. Thank you.
Well, saving energy and going green are big goals for homeowners, which definitely explains why we're seeing a rise in heat pumps. They're definitely more popular than ever. But is a heat pump always the best way to both heat and cool your home?
Well, it's a good question. So first, let's look at how heat pumps differ than heating systems that most of us use. I mean, to put it simply, traditional heating systems use fuel to generate heat. Heat pumps, on the other hand, bring in existing heat. Using a small amount of energy, what they do is they pull heat out of what's called the heat source, like air or ground, to a heat space, like your house. Now, the process can be reversed to cool spaces, too. Its cooling mechanism works very similar to air conditioners, but its heating mechanism is completely different.
Yeah, now, one of the biggest advantages of this is the fact that you don't need to install separate systems to heat and cool your home. And because they're transferring heat rather than burning fuel to create it, heat pumps are more efficient than a gas furnace. But, Tom, if you just do a quick online search, though, you're going to find out that heat pumps also have some disadvantages, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, one really common complaint is that they sort of, quote-unquote, blow cold air. It's not really true. But they're not designed to put out warm air at the same temperature as what you might be used to if you have a gas furnace, for example. The air is cooler, but it's plenty warm enough to keep your home heated and very, very efficient. But sometimes when you put your hand in front of it or if you feel a draft on your face, because we have moisture on our skin, as that water sort of evaporates off of us, it chills us. And even though that air is kind of warmer, it's definitely warmer than ambient, and sometimes it will give you that false feeling of a draft, and it can make people uncomfortable. Now, heat pumps are also ideal for climates that have moderate temperatures. So once outdoor temperatures, though, are going to dip below 25 or 30 degrees, there's not much heat left to extract, and as backup heaters become necessary, the cost goes up. Because basically what a heat pump does is it only maintains a difference in temperature between your thermostat and what it's set at by about 3 degrees. And so let's say you have a temperature set to 72. If it drops to 69, the heat pump's on. If it drops to 68, the heat pump says, hey, I can't keep up, and it brings on electric backup heat, which is super expensive to run.
Now, I think a lot of people hear about the benefits and the efficiency of a heat pump, and they're interested then in retrofitting their homes with this heat pump technology. But is it possible to retrofit?
Well, it's not practical, especially with a central system, because retrofitting a space usually calls for what's called a mini split heat pump. So you're not really removing and replacing your existing furnace. You're installing a separate sort of zone system where you have a separate heat pump, a mini split, which is a little compressor outside, and then an air handler that's mounted to an inside wall. And you put, you know, a number of those in each floor of the house. They're good for retrofitting because their location outside the home is flexible, but they can be expensive and you need more of them to heat the whole house. So it's not as efficient as an originally installed central system in a very well-insulated house in a moderate climate. If you're outside of those parameters, you're always going to be best with fossil fuel if it's available.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, do you think that you don't have the time to be a DIYer? Well, think again. We're going to highlight home repairs that you can complete in 30 minutes or less after this.
Live in a body pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repairs to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room.
These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Eden Pure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, does your home ever feel like a money pit? Well, we get it, and it's all about perspective. You know, for us, a money pit isn't a disaster. It's a home that you love.
That's right. So whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, you can consider us your coach, your helper, or sometimes your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up on the Money Pit Podcast. Download it today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Brad in Virginia, you're up next. How can we help you?
It's a water situation in my house.
Okay.
In one bathroom, you got cold and hot. You go to the kitchen, you got hot and barely is running cold. And then the last bathroom, it's the same way.
Okay. So you have a good stream of hot and cold water in the one bathroom, but you don't have it in the other two?
Right.
So to me, that sounds like it's a valve problem, because the first thing you want to ask yourself is whether or not you have enough water pressure coming to the house. And if you've got it in one bathroom, then you certainly do. You just don't have it in these other two, and we've got to figure out why that is. It could be a partially obstructed valve. It might look like it's open, but it's partially closed. I mean, it could be a clogged aerator, but that would affect both hot and cold equally. You could easily check that, by the way, just by unscrewing the aerator. That's that little tip of the faucet where the water comes out.
Just make sure you remember how you took it apart, because it goes back
to
the,
like,
opposite way.
It's kind of like Rubik's cubes, and I'm just trying to get it back together again. But the fact that you have water that's the correct pressure in one bathroom means it's not a water pressure problem. It's definitely going to be in the plumbing or in the valves or the fixtures or faucets themselves, which is another thing, by the way. The plumbing faucet itself could be a problem. The other thing that you could do is you could disconnect the plumbing, you know, at the valve and just hook up some hose lines to it there. And just see how much water pressure comes out. See if you can sort of narrow down what the restriction is. You know, is it the faucet? Is it the valve? Where exactly is it being restricted? Is it before it gets to that fixture or faucet? Because you do have the water pressure. You've proven that. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Well, if you keep telling your spouse or your significant other that you just don't have time to do anything around the house, we are calling your bluff. If you've got 30 minutes, even less, there are a lot of improvements that you can make to your home.
That's right. You know, for example, that window that hasn't opened since maybe Seinfeld was on prime time? Well, it's probably because it's painted shut. So here's the solution. Just grab a putty knife and break the paint seal. If it still won't budge, you can put a block of wood on top of the lower sash window and tap the wood down with a hammer. That will break that paint seal loose, and it'll be operational once again.
Now, here's another one. Exercise. You know it's good for you, but it turns out that exercise is also good for your circuit breakers. About every 6 months, you want to turn each breaker off and then back on again. Then every month, push the test button on the GFCI to make sure that it stays flexible and strong, just like you do after a good workout.
That's right. And check for water leaks in less than 30 minutes. Just turn off all running water and look at your water meter. If it's moving, you've got a leak somewhere. You can also check your fixtures and faucets for leaks. Just run water in the sink to the overflow mark and let that water run down and look underneath for leaks. And if you want to check out a shower pan, what you could do is put a washcloth across the drain, fill it up with 2 or 3 inches of water, and then quickly go downstairs and look for any leaks coming through the ceiling. I used to do that as a home inspector, and I learned very early on in my career to not let it sit too long, because typically, especially if you have a tile shower pan, if it's going to leak, it's going to leak quick. And if that happens, you got a big repair, but you're better off to find it sooner than later when it rots out the floor.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Just ahead, Joan is faced with an impossible situation. She just discovered that her entire house had wallpaper. Oh, my God, not the wallpaper. And that was, you know, a very long time ago. And it's all been painted over. That's actually quite a mess. So we're going to give her some advice to get a fresh start when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the coolest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Strip away. What you're going to want to do is clean those walls really well and then prime them. And I would definitely use a solvent-based primer so everything is sealed in nice and tight and flat. And then always use a good quality flat wall paint, because if you use anything with a sheen, you'll see all the little defects that no doubt those walls will have as a result of all the work it takes to get rid of that wallpaper. So you got a job in front of you, but it is not impossible. I would try it out in a small area first. Maybe you can find a closet or small wall. See if you can come up with a system that works. But I suspect you're going to need to rent a wallpaper steamer and to score that wall with the Wallpaper Tiger tool.
All right, next up, Robert wrote in saying, I live in northern Michigan, and I want to know if it's a good idea to install a heat pump to supplement electric baseboard heat. It's like you knew what the show was about this whole hour.
Wow. Yeah, not such a good idea. It's kind of funny because a heat pump does include electric heat within it. As I was explaining earlier, Robert, when the heat pump basically exceeds its capacity, when it can't keep up with what the temperature, it actually brings on a backup electric system. So not a really good thing to supplement electric baseboard heat. Like, you're just like trading off one expensive system to another. If you've got electric baseboard heat, I would suggest you first determine whether or not gas or even oil is available to you as an option. I would much prefer you install a hot water baseboard radiator system instead of trying to kind of mess around with different heat pumps. If you've got a cold room or two, you know, you could always go with a mini split ductless heat pump. But again, those are expensive and, you know, it just might not do the job you're looking for. If you can change out the fossil fuel, it's always a better way to go.
All right, Robert, I hope you're staying warm in that northern Michigan winter chill.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, if we didn't get to your question today, we apologize, but you can always reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT any time of the day or night. And remember, if you've got a question, another way to get in touch with us is to post it at moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. There's a little record feature there. You can just talk to us, tell us what's going on, and we'll get back to you the next time we produce the show. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News, townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRongstra. The FBI will soon be taking a look at all of the Chinese balloon debris which has been recovered.
U.S. officials say the military has finished efforts to recover the remnants of the large balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. Analysis of the debris so far reinforces conclusions that it was a Chinese spy balloon. Officials say the U.S. believes that Navy, Coast Guard, and FBI personnel collected all of the balloon debris off the ocean floor. This includes key equipment from the payload that could reveal what information it was able to monitor and collect. I'm Shelley Adler.
Vice President Harris says Washington has determined Russia's committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. Speaking at a security conference in Munich, Harris says justice must be served to the perpetrators, adding the international community has both a moral and strategic interest in pursuing those crimes. Former President Jimmy Carter entering home hospice care at the age of 98.
The Carter Center's announced that Jimmy Carter, after a series of hospitalizations, has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family instead of any additional medical intervention. Former President Carter had a small cancerous mass removed from his liver in 2015, but kept active in his later years, even building homes with the Habitat for Humanity charity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korea fired a long-range missile from its capital into the sea off Japan one day after it had talked about the joint strategic battles going on with the U.S. and South Korea in the South China Sea. Meanwhile, the top diplomats from the U.S. and China met today in the first high-level contact between the countries since the balloon shot down. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A well-known soccer player from Ghana, Christian Atsu, was among the victims of the earthquake in Turkey. For the latest on this tragic story, we turn to correspondent Charles de Ledesma with this report.
Atsu, the Ghana international forward who played for Premier League clubs Chelsea and Newcastle, has died in the earthquake in Turkey. Atsu's manager says search teams had recovered Atsu's body in the ruins of a luxury 12-story building where he'd been living in the city of Antakya, Hatay province in Turkey. Atsu had joined the club Hatayspor just in September. Antakya, the city where Hatayspor is based, is in the southern region of Turkey, one of the hardest hit areas. The death toll from the 7.8 magnitude quake has now passed 43,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you can always check out the latest breaking news and analysis by logging on to townhall.com. Finland is ready to join NATO.
The country's defense minister says they will join the alliance without waiting for Sweden if its Nordic neighbor's accession is held up by the Turkish government. Mikko Savola says Finland prefers to join together with Sweden, but would not hold up the process if Turkey decides to approve Finland, but not Sweden, as it has warned. Since they broke with decades of non-alignment in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Finland and Sweden have insisted they do want to join NATO together. Jason Walker reporting.
TikTok planning two more European data centers as the popular Chinese-owned video sharing app seeks to allay growing concerns about data privacy for its users in the West. Plans are being finalized for a second data center in Ireland following its first announced there last year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck reek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Got a project you want to get done around your house? Don't stress out. We are sort of your home improvement therapists. We give you remodeling advice, repair advice, decor advice to help you get the job done once, get it done right, so you can get on to enjoying your home. You can help yourself first, though, by calling us with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or posting them to moneypit.com. Just click on the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk winter storms. The power outages they have can really bring everything about you to a full stop, right? You can't do anything. So you may be considering a generator because we got a lot of power failures this year, and I know more and more people are looking at those. So we're going to give you some tips to help you pick the best type for your home.
And if you've got an active household, your furniture is likely to take a few hits or more from time to time, especially if you've got kids because they are messy. We're going to share some tips to make water rings, dings, dents, and scratches disappear.
And just because you're a renter doesn't mean you can't make changes to your home or apartment to cut heating costs. We're going to share some solutions to solve your energy problems, including some that you can even take with you when it's time to move on.
Also, guys, you need some help? What are you working on? You have a renovation, a repair, maybe just a decorating project. Whatever it is, if you're feeling overwhelmed or you don't know where to start or you just want some guidance, whatever it is, we are here to help you create your best home ever and tackle your to-dos with confidence. So don't forget, we're standing by. Reach out anytime.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com. Click the blue microphone button, which you'll find on every page. Record your question and send us a voicemail. We'll get back to you the next time we produce the program.
Iris in Florida is on the line and has a question about a new countertop. Tell us about it.
Oh, hi. First and foremost, Leslie, let me tell you, I've loved listening to you and Tom for so many years. You're just, both of you are just so wonderful.
Thank you, Iris. We appreciate that.
You're most welcome. Well, my husband and I built our current home about 4 years ago. We did not upgrade the granite counters in the kitchen. We are now putting in a wonderful click-in waterproof vinyl planking throughout the entire house. And, of course, the counters are looking like they need to be upgraded as well.
What kind of counters do you have right now?
We currently have granite,
okay,
but we're very strongly favoring a quartz.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I mean, the cost is about the same. It's kind of a toss-up between those two products. The granite is probably a bit harder to take care of because it's more absorbent. It's the difference between, you know, solid stone and really engineered stone. I mean, the solid stone is what you have now, and engineered stone is what you would be getting.
We want to stay in this house fairly permanently, so, and we're pretty contemporary, and there's so many beautiful quartz patterns.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about style stone?
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
So I think, Iris, the reason why I really do like quartz as a product, we put it in. My mom has a vacation home out on the east end of Long Island. My whole family shares it. And we had a big flood due to a pipe bursting a few years back, and we renovated everything in the house. And, I mean, and we had Formica countertops, laminate countertops that, you know, from a gajillion years ago. And we, all of us loved the look of marble, but none of us wanted the maintenance of marble. So we ended up going with a quartz that looks just like a beautiful white marble. And it's gorgeous. It's durable. It's stain resistant. It, you know, you can put a hot pan on it and not worry about it. I mean, we try not to, but you can. So we all love it. And we ended up also doing one that has a concrete look for a surround to a fireplace. And we've all been happy. And, I mean, this was trying to please three siblings and a mom. So, you know, we all struggled on picking the right thing. But I really do enjoy the quartz product. I mean, truly, I love marble. I love granite. But there is such a level of maintenance that goes along with it. And if you're not willing to take on that maintenance, it's just not going to stand up.
Well, it sounds like you made an excellent decision based on so many people to please. And since we were leaning so favorably toward it, I think I'm convinced. So thank
all
you
right.
both so very much.
Yep, good luck with it. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Thanks so much, Tom. Take care.
Jim in Washington's on the line and needs some help with an egress window. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a window in my basement that I need to replace with an egress window.
Okay.
And there's plenty of square footage in the opening in the concrete wall, but my window will be 54 inches off the floor, mm-hmm. which is a little bit more than 44 that's required off the finished floor. And I was just trying to figure out what my options were.
So your problem is that in the basement it's going to be 54 inches off the floor?
Yes.
Why are you putting it up so high? Is it because of the grade outside or the conditions outside?
That's initially, I think that's why they put it up so high.
Well, listen, you're not going to achieve an escape window if it's that high. I think what you need to do is look outside, and let's talk about some of the options there. The Bilco company, B-I-L-C-O, you know, kind of famous for the Bilco door. That's that sort of metal slanty door that covers a lot of basement doors. They have two products that are actually very efficient, very functional, and one of them is actually particularly good looking. One's called a stack well, and it's an egress window well. Basically, it's a very deep window well, very wide, that has a ladder built into it. So you don't really see the ladder unless you're inside looking out, but you basically can go through the window, grab the ladder, and then kind of climb up. And the other one's called a escape well, as an escape well. And that one's kind of cool because it has a planter design. It's like a terraced kind of look to it. And that's going to take up a little bit bigger room outside, but it's designed to do the same thing. It enables you to basically have that window at the proper height. And then if you had to go through it in the event of a fire, you would easily be able to climb up out of that escape well. So I would take a look at those products from Bilco. I'm sure there may be others that make it. I just happen to be familiar with those. I've seen them at the trade shows, and they're pretty cool looking. If I needed one, I'd definitely buy it.
Okay. Is there any option like building a step inside to bring you up to a...
I mean, you probably could do that, but, you know, why would you want to have an extra step in the floor? You know, that's just going to take away from the square footage.
You know, I've seen similar to climbing out of a pool, sort of indentations where your feet would go in to get a foothold to climb up. I've seen that built into a wall when you have a similar situation, and then you climb into that egress window, and then you climb out as well. You know, that's a good solution if you need it, but then you have to worry about the ability of somebody who might be in the space and the ability to climb out.
Stack well. An escape well.
Yep. Yeah, take a look at those Bilco products, and I think you may find a solution right there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And still to come, are you wondering which generator is going to work best so your power outages are no longer? We're going to have the answer when the Money Pit returns. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, that's what we do, because this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on? You got big plans for your Money Pit in 2023? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it. And we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, calling in from Michigan, we've got Sharon on the line. How can we help you today?
We had a new fireplace, gas fireplace, put in last July. And almost constantly since we've had it put in, we hear a whistling, howling noise behind the glass, behind the fireplace. We've called the installers, and they had a wind guard made and came out just a few months ago and put it up by the new cap, and the noise is still there. I hear it almost every single day.
Yeah. Hey, is this gas fireplace, this is completely brand new, or this was like a masonry fireplace that was converted to gas?
No, it the fireplace and all the venting is brand new. When we had the house built 12 years ago, that fireplace went out about a year or so ago, mm-hmm. and we couldn't find replacement parts. Everything was discontinued and obsolete, so that's why we had to put in a brand new fireplace.
What brand fireplace did you put in?
It's a Travis 864 TRV.
The venting on this, is it up through the roof or is it out the back of the fireplace?
No, it goes up through the roof. The fireplace is almost in the middle of the house. We kind of okay. almost have a square house. Mm-hmm. And I did call and ask the guys that put in the venting, the new venting, the angles and the length, and they told me that they went up, and all the two angles are going to be at 45 degrees. Initially from the fireplace, it goes up 12, then turns and goes 10 feet, and then up 10 feet to the roof, and the two angles are 45 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Where it goes through the roof, there's a rule called the 210 rule of chimney construction, which means that it has to be at least 2 feet above any part of the roof that's within a 10-foot radius. So if you were to kind of have a 10-foot string swing around that chimney, it has to be 2 feet above the roof at the closest part. Do you have the sense that the vent is tall enough where it comes through the roof?
Honestly, don't know.
So here's what I would do. I think that you've already, you know, talked enough to the installers and the folks that you bought this from. I would talk to the manufacturer. I would talk directly to the folks at Travis Industries. And their website is simply travisindustries.com, but they have a separate website for this particular fireplace brand. It's simply called fireplacex.com. I see the information on the 864. It looks like a beautiful unit, but I suspect this is in the venting. The problem is in the venting. And it may have to do with the type of vent they use or the installation of the vent, or the height of the vent above the roof perhaps being not tall enough, because it sounds to me like what's happening is as the wind blows over that vent, you're getting this whistling noise, and it should be something that they could figure out and design around.
So the 2 foot above the roof line, what was that again?
The chimney coming through the roof, right? If you were to go to the top of the chimney and go 10 feet in any direction, like a circle,
uh-huh.
that top of the chimney has to be at least 2 feet above any piece of the roof.
Okay.
All right, but I think you should probably work with the manufacturer on this, at least to try to figure out what the possible issues are, because you
okay.
certainly shouldn't be putting up with this, okay?
All right, thanks so much.
Well, with an aging electrical grid and severe weather seemingly more prevalent than ever, getting caught without power is becoming a lot more common. Now, generators are an option, but the type all depends on your budget and your needs. There's two basic types. We're talking about portable and whole house. Now, each serves a specific purpose.
Well, that's right. So let's talk about portable generators first. They're usually gasoline-powered. There's a range of power they provide. Small units can power a few essential items like your refrigerator and your lights. And they can also be taken sort of to-go to places like campsites and tailgates. Now, the pros are that they're very affordable, they're compact, they're portable, you can take them with you to other locations if you need to, But on the con side, you need to store fuel, operate safely, and you need to manually operate. They're not really designed to be used in the long term. For example, if an outage lasts more than a few days, you got a lot of noise, you got a lot of fumes to deal with, and you got to get fuel. And remember, if the power's out in your neighborhood, you're not able to buy gas because power is going to be out at the gas stations as well. That makes it hard to keep them going.
Now, a whole house generator, these are installed directly into your home's electrical system. Now, they can run on natural gas or propane, and they're tied into your home's fuel source, and they can power the entire house in seconds when the power goes out. Now, these use an automatic transfer switch, and that monitors your utility power. So when that goes out, that automatic transfer switch automatically turns on the generator, whether you're home or not, and then it automatically shuts it off once the, you know, regular power is restored. Now, the pros here are you don't have to think about it. It's safer. You don't have to store fuel, run extension cords. It's really good for outages when you're not home and not able to hook up a portable unit. Now, the cons here, it can be expensive, and you might not be able to recoup that investment if you sell your home, although I promise you, it's going to be a fantastic selling feature.
You know what I love about my whole house generator? It always tells me when it's Thursday, because that's when it comes on to run the test cycle. Once a week, I hear that come on, I go, oh, it must be Thursday. Yeah, that's a feature of that. They always run to sort of exercise themselves, and I think that I feel so much more comfortable having it. And there's nothing cooler than coming home to a power outage where everybody in the entire neighborhood has, like, lights out, and your house is just bright and cheery.
I know. I feel bad, but not too bad. Listen, you're always welcome to put stuff in my fridge. I'm happy to help out.
Jackie in Florida is on the line with a dishwasher question. Tell us what's going on.
Here's my thing. It's a Whirlpool dishwasher. It's only 4 years old. And all of a sudden, just one day, a few weeks ago, just I noticed all the dishes just stopped drying. And so I did some looking up. I did some troubleshooting. It could be this. It could be that. And now they seem to be washing, but just not drying. But now the, there's mold building up in it as well.
Yeah.
And I've even noticed that, like, it's still hot. If I pull it right after the cycle's done, it's still, you could still feel the warmness of it. But
you got it. But you have to hand dry them, in other words.
Right.
Well, usually if the dishwasher is not drying, the problem is in the heating element. The fact that they're warm is probably just the hot water that you're using to wash it with, because dishwashers are, you know, are hooked up to the hot water side.
Uh-huh.
But the heating element is that electric coil that's in the bottom of the dishwasher, and that may have failed. But you got a decision to make, because you just mentioned you have a four-year-old dishwasher, and having somebody come out and diagnose it and repair it, it's probably going to cost you $200 or $250. So, what you got to figure out is whether or not you want to risk that, or just go ahead and scrap it and go and order yourself a new one. When it gets to be middle age like that, it doesn't always make sense to repair it.
Right, and here's the thing. Like, even I've tried to even look up online to see if I could buy the heating element myself.
Yep.
And then replace it myself. But
well, you certainly can do that.
The part number doesn't come up. I can't find a matching part to it. And so then I talked to Whirlpool, and, of course, they want to send someone out. And
did you try Sears? Because I think Sears has Whirlpool parts, and they're really good about stocking a lot of parts and also taking them back if they don't fit.
Do I have to pull it out of the cabinet to get to the screw to unhook it, or does it pull right?
I wouldn't know without looking at it. You know, and that's the other thing. You're going to be diving into something that you're unfamiliar with, and it might just be that, again, it just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't work. So I'm sure that somebody out here has had that problem before and has a YouTube video waiting for you to look at.
There's a YouTube video for everything.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
You can do everything on YouTube. No, and that's actually what I've looked into is YouTube as well. That's how I figured out how to fix anything and everything these days.
Good
is YouTube.
You. It's great.
But I didn't know if there was like a simple way. You know, I cleaned it well. I scrubbed everything down thinking maybe that was the problem, because you know how dirty they get and clogged up. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, like I said, I don't think it's a clog situation, because if you told me your dishes weren't coming out clean, then we'd be having a different conversation. But it sounds like they're just not drying, and that's most likely going to be that coil.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I think you just made my final decision.
All right. Well, we're glad we could help you out. That's what we do.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've got an active household, your furniture definitely is taking a beating. I mean, these kids, they love to ruin stuff, especially your nice furniture. So we've got some tips to make those water rings, the dings, the dents, the scratches, everything disappear from your furniture when the Money Pit continues.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We hope you guys are having an excellent day today. If there's a project on your to-do list, we can help make it an even better day by giving you some tips and advice on how to get those jobs done. If you reach out with your questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or by clicking the blue microphone button on moneypit.com.
Adam in Louisiana's on the line looking to add some space to the home. Tell us what you're working on.
Well, I just bought a house, my first home, and it's pretty small. It's 1,150 square feet. So it was originally one bedroom and one bathroom, and it's a pier and beam style house. They had put an add-on on the house. They put a concrete slab down, and they built an additional bedroom that's the entire length of the house.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is put a second bathroom in. The existing one is really small, and it's kind of in an awkward spot of the house as compared to where the nice large bedroom is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to build one in the large bedroom, sacrifice a little bit of the space. I don't need a 400-square-foot bedroom, and put a nice bathroom in there. My concern, though, is with the house being pier and beam, it's raised higher than the addition is. So I have no idea what kind of project it would be regarding plumbing.
So the plumbing is going into the slab section of the house?
Correct.
And you have an attic above that section as well?
No, there's no attic.
There's no attic?
Not on the add-on, no. Not in the addition.
Is it a cathedral ceiling?
Yes. So I guess in theory, I could raise a bathroom.
Yeah, but that's going to be kind of weird. Then you have another layer in the house. Look, the drain is not a problem because for the drain, you're basically going to have to bust through the slab, but you will hook up the drains outside and then run them to the sewer or to the septic. It's the water supply that's a little harder to get to. And that's why I asked you if you had an attic, because if that was the case, I would run insulated pipes across the ceiling and then down. But you don't have those, so we've got to get the water supply to that bathroom. Could the bathroom be on the wall between the old and the new? Is it possible we could bring the plumbing in there?
Yes. So I guess for you to visualize, if you were to walk into the current bathroom, so let's say facing you, directly in front of you at 12 o'clock is the shower. At 10 o'clock is where the toilet is, and at about 2 o'clock is where the hot water heater is.
Okay.
On the wall opposite the hot water heater, so I guess it'd be about 3 o'clock, that's the wall to the new bedroom, the add-on bedroom.
And you would back the bathroom up to that? Because that would make the most sense.
I would think that'd be the easiest thing to do, yeah.
Yeah, I think it would make the most sense because you can take advantage of the plumbing there. I suspect that this is going to end up being a partial renovation of the original bathroom, too, by the time you get all the plumbing reconfigured. But that is going to be probably the best way to do that.
Okay. I mean, is it major, major undertaking? I'm not really the most handy person around the house, except for a couple YouTube videos.
Yeah, it's not a like, hey, what am I going to do for my first DIY project? I'm going to, you know, build a new bathroom. not recommended.
Right.
Okay. But look, what you might be able to do is to get the help of a professional plumber with the hard stuff, right? Have the drains run, have the supply pipes run, bring everything out into the room where it belongs, then you could do all the finish work and you have the plumber come back and hook everything up, or you hook it up. So maybe you could just sub out those more complicated parts of this project
and do the finish work yourself.
Do you have any idea? I know, of course, location, everything else matters. Ballpark idea of how much I should try to budget for a project like this?
Well, I mean, a bathroom's usually a few thousand bucks. But what I might do is try to reach a good quality plumber. I'm thinking how you should do that. I would go to homeadvisor.com.
Okay.
And see who's listed in your area of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then create a description that fairly assesses the project to be done, adding an additional bathroom. You're looking for rough and finished plumbing to be completed in those spaces. And put it out there and see what plumbers reply on that. The nice thing about Home Advisor is that you can read the reviews of folks these guys have worked for in the past. I use them when I needed to get emergency plumbing work done for my mom's house. And I'm in New Jersey, and she was in Florida.
Okay.
And she wasn't even there. She was like our winter home, and we got a letter from the water company saying that she'd used 10,000 gallons last month in an empty house. I'm thinking, that's not good.
Right, right.
And I was able to find somebody quickly to go in there and figure out what happened and get it fixed. And it turned out to not be a big deal. It was a valve that we thought was off. It was on. It was leaking water through the toilet, and we got it resolved. But the point is that I made that decision quickly and easily because I was able to read the reviews on these guys, even though I wasn't there. So I would use that service, try to find a plumber. You know, they don't charge for estimates generally, and have a couple of them come in and talk with you about the work and probably give you some more ideas on how to get it done, then you could take it from there.
I've never owned a home before, and this place is 70 years old. Anything I should be on the lookout for, potential problems or catastrophic issues that I might overlook?
Yeah, on our website at moneypit.com, we have an article that is that talks about what goes wrong with houses based on the year that they were built. But a 70-year-old house, you'd be looking at the plumbing. We could start there. You may have some steel plumbing in there, and that's plumbing that will rust. You know, you may have an antiquated electrical system. There's a type of wiring called knob and tube that was common in that time frame. It's an ungrounded system. And beyond that, it's pretty much just wear and tear things that you would expect.
Okay.
You know, on the flip side, the structures are usually pretty well built, and you often get hardwood floors and you know, pretty solid wall framing and roof framing and floor framing. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you've got an active household, your furniture might suffer the occasional water rings, a ding, a dent, a scratch. Well, luckily, there are many ways to bring furniture back to pristine or near pristine shape. Here's how to handle the most common types. Now, white rings, they're caused when water vapor penetrates into a finish, but they can be easily removed by wiping them with a cloth barely dampened with denatured alcohol. Now, shallow chips, this is where a clear finish is chipped, but that underlying color is intact. So you can fill that ding with just a few drops of a clear nail polish. And after that polish dries, you want to sand flush with a 600 grit sandpaper. And then to restore the sheen on a satin finish, you want to rub with a 4-0 steel wool and a paste wax. And for gloss finishes, you can use auto polishing compound and a rag, but strictly keep that to the furniture.
Now, here's some tricks for large scratches or worn edges. You can use a felt tip touch-up marker to actually sort of color in that worn edge. And sometimes I've done this with a Sharpie if the finish is dark enough. I sort of color in the place where it's sort of scratched down to the raw wood because it's a lot harder to see a dark line than a lighter line. And if you kind of rub it in there and wipe off the excess immediately, it sort of blends right in. And then once you get that done, you can add a coat of paste wax over the top of the repair and the adjacent surface, and it will actually give you a very even sheen across the whole thing, making those dark, deep scratches virtually impossible to see.
Now, to restore the sheen on satin finishes, you can rub with a 4-0 steel wool. Now, that's 4-0s. Why they call it 4-0, I don't know, but that's just what it is, guys. And you use a paste wax with that, with the 4-0. Now, for gloss finishes, you want to use an auto polishing compound and a rag, but make sure it only stays on the piece of furniture. You don't want anybody slipping and sliding. You are here with Team Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question, 24/7 to 888 Money Pit. Still ahead, are you a renter that pays your own heating bills? Well, we've got some tips and tricks to warm things up in a place you don't own next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy six-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from five of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. At least we try very, very hard, right?
We sure do. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Kathy in Arkansas is on the line and has a question about potentially having radon in the home. Tell us what's going on and why you might think this.
I built a house about 2 years ago on a slab. And I always hear a lot about radon lately for some reason. Is that a potential hazard on a slab home, or is that only where you have, like, crawl spaces? I don't know how that works.
So it's technically possible that you could have radon in a house that's slab on grade. Radon is a gas that's in the soil, and if it builds up to a point where it's over 4 picocuries per liter of air, that's the measure of radon, then you would take some action to reduce it in your house. Typically, if your house is on a basement or a crawl space, well, if your house is on a basement, it's probably at the highest risk because it can come directly through the walls and get into that space and up into the house. Crawl space is not so much because it's very well ventilated. Slab-on-grade homes can have a radon level if the radon is very, very high in the soil. Now, the only way to know is with a radon test. Fortunately, it's pretty easy and inexpensive to do. You pick up a radon testing canister. You can buy one at a home center, or you certainly can order one online. You would place this canister in your home for a period of around 2 to 6 days. Then after that exposure period, you would seal it back up, ship it off to the lab. They would read it and tell you what your radon levels are. And based on that information, you could either do further testing or talk to a radon mitigator about getting it resolved. So that's basically the long and the short of it. Slab on grade houses don't have as high a risk as a basement house, but it is technically possible for them to have elevated levels.
Wow. I just wondered how it could get through the cement from the dirt.
Yeah, it finds a way.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Well, heating an apartment is the single biggest expenditure during the winter, but while homeowners can do things like purchase new energy-efficient heating systems, renters don't have the same options to improve heat in a home they don't own. Or do they?
Yeah, you know, even if you're not responsible for your apartment's heating bill, there are investments that can help you feel warm all winter long. And if your apartment's heating system and rental agreement permit, you can have a programmable thermostat installed.
Just set the thermostat lower by 10 degrees overnight and warm your apartment in about an hour before you wake up, and then scoot that temperature down while you're awake during the day. And better yet, it can happen all automatically if you get a smart thermostat, because smart thermostats figure out when you're home and not home, and they adjust the heating automatically. This will kind of allow you to set up a very comfortable heating routine, and you'll save about $150 a year in energy costs.
Now, you can also make sure that all heating registers are unobstructed by furnishings and window coverings so that that warm air can actually flow freely into each room of the apartment. Now, if your unit has radiators, you can even slide heat-resistant reflectors between the radiator themselves and the wall, and that's going to send even more warmth into the room.
And let's talk about drafts. You want to seal those possible air escape routes around windows and doors with a removable caulking product, or a removable weather stripping product. It's just like caulk. You seal in the gaps around the windows and the doors, and then you peel it back off in the spring. You just got to make sure that it's not a window that has to open in the event of an emergency, and likewise with a door. Another area to check is the attic hatchway. If you've got like a panel up in the ceiling that allows access to the attic, that's a spot where a lot of warm air will exit, so that also ought to be weather stripped as well.
And also, if you're able to turn off heating units in rooms in the apartment that aren't being used and shut the doors to keep that warm air moving exclusively in those occupied areas, that's going to help make you feel nice and cozy.
Yep, and if your apartment is too warm, work with your property manager to solve the problem, because it might signal an issue with your unit's heating system.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, here's an idea we can get behind. Better toilet seats. From comfier to cleaner, there are plenty of affordable upgrades out there for your throne. We're going to highlight some of the latest innovations next.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges.
You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Standing by to help you with your home improvement project, so call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MoneyPit.com.
Ted wrote into Team Money Pit, and he says, I'm closing on my first house in a few weeks, and one of the first things I need to do is move the washer and dryer hookups from the detached garage to inside the house. Who do I call to do this for me? Do I call a contractor who's going to sub out the electrical and plumbing work, or do I call an electrician and plumber separately? It should be pretty easy to install, but because it will be right beside the existing water heater.
Well, first of all, Ted, you got to do the deinstallation, right? So you're going to remove those machines from this detached garage. That means you've got plumbing lines going out there, and I would make sure that those plumbing lines are turned off from the house, because those plumbing pipes, even though they're not going to be used, they're certainly going to be at continued risk of freezing and breaking. So make sure you do that. And likewise, if you happen to have a 240-volt electrical circuit out there, I'd make sure to turn the breaker off for that inside the house. No sense having that line electrified. In terms of the installation, you need both. You need a plumber to basically run the pipe and make that connection, and you need an electrician to properly wire the additional outlet for it. Hopefully, you could add this to an existing circuit and not have to wire a new circuit back to the panel, because that's more work. But you're right. These are smaller projects. So what I would do, especially if I was moving into a house new or for the first time, I would sort of group up all my little projects that I want done. You know, maybe you need an extra outlet somewhere, or maybe you need a new faucet or a fixture. Do all that at once, and this way you're not paying just for the plumber or electrician to come out for this one smaller project. You get several done at the same time for just a little bit more money.
All right, smart. Good tips.
Well, here's an idea we could all get behind. Better toilet seats. From comfier to cleaner, there are a lot of affordable upgrades out there for your throne. Leslie highlights some popular options in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. So, Leslie, should we sit down for this?
I mean, I'm already sitting down. What? I mean, think about it. Like, all the places you sit at home are comfortable. Your desk chair, your sofa. But there's another place that you do spend a good amount of time sitting. And I'm talking about the bathroom. I mean, heck, if you go in there with an iPad, like some people I know, you could be in there for forever. My God.
But it's the reading room.
It is the reading room. I mean, which is so crazy. But everybody does it. So how can we make your toilet seat, you know, not that cold, uninviting place that's in your house? There are a bunch of upgrades that are hitting the market and picking up steam and available for less than $200 each. So do you hate it when that toilet seat slams closed? I know I jump out of my skin every time it happens, which is a lot with two boys. Well, let's be honest. they're not really closing the toilet seat. So when I do hear it, I'm shocked to begin with. Now, you can stop those instantly with quiet closed toilet seats. All you have to do is like a gentle touch and that lid drops super slow and soft and no loud bang. And that means less touching and fewer germs as well. And toilets can be cold. Well, you can shiver no more with toilet seats that sense activity and actually warm up when you sit down. Some models even have adjustable settings so that you can control the temperature. I mean, how about that for toasty buns?
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about plaster walls. I mean, they're common in older houses, but cracks in those walls are just as common, especially after decades of settling. We'll share a trick of the trade to make repairing those cracks fast and easy on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Solemn news out of Plains, Georgia. Former President Jimmy Carter has decided to receive hospice care at his Georgia home instead of additional medical intervention.
After a series of short hospital stays, the 98-year-old Carter will spend his remaining time at home. Grandson Jason Carter, who chairs the Carter Center Governing Board, tweeted that he saw both of his grandparents on Friday, and they are at peace. He described their home as full of love.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. The United States has determined Russia's committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine, Vice President Kamala Harris saying Saturday at the Munich Security Conference that justice must be served to the perpetrators. She added the international community has both a moral and strategic interest in pursuing those crimes, pointing to a danger of other authoritarian governments taking advantage if international rules are undermined. Senator Marco Rubio calling on President Biden to request the immediate resignation of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
In a letter to the president, Rubio complains about what he calls a gross level of incompetence and apathy that is detrimental to the safety and prosperity of the American people. He alleges that Buttigieg, quote, downplayed and ignored crisis after crisis while prioritizing topics of little relevance to our nation's transportation system over the first 2 years of the Biden administration. Rubio cites recent near misses at several airports and a slow response to the train derailment in Ohio. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former President Trump planning to visit the site of that train derailment that led to the release of toxic chemicals. Mr. Trump announcing the people of East Palestine need help, and he'll be in town Wednesday. In a statement, he claims word of his visit has prompted the Biden administration to send toxicologists to Ohio for the weekend. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Thousands of flights to and from German airports were canceled Friday.
Workers have walked out to press their demands for inflation-busting pay increases. The strikes at 7 German airports, including Frankfurt, Munich, and Hamburg, affecting almost 300,000 passengers and forcing airlines to cancel more than 2,300 flights. The union is seeking a 10.5% increase for its members to make up for high inflation seen in Germany and elsewhere last year. John Scott reporting.
Twitter's given users an ultimatum. If they don't subscribe to a new premium service, they'll lose a popular account security feature. As of March 19th, users will not be able to secure their accounts via text message two-factor authentication unless they pay $8 a month to subscribe to Twitter Blue. Users who don't will be locked out of their accounts until they remove the security feature. Check out more breaking news by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Civil War buffs, listen up. The FBI, under court order, has released a trove of redacted documents involving its secretive search for Civil War-era gold at a site in Pennsylvania just northeast of the city of Pittsburgh. Julie Walker has more.
Treasure hunter Dennis Parada is convinced of a cover-up and took the FBI to court in an effort to prove the gold exists.
Set the test off and the machine lit up gold. I mean, it was bright. The light bulb almost blew out.
The FBI insisting its middle-of-the-night dig came up empty.
I went back the day after they dug with all my equipment, and we didn't get no more gold or silver readings.
Folklore says Union gold disappeared on its way to the U.S. Mint. Parada and his backers accused the FBI of concealing evidence and vow to continue their fight.
We feel we were double-crossed and lied to.
The FBI defends its record. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Here we go, everybody. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Tudor Dixon at the bottom of the hour. One of the things we'll talk about is getting to the bottom of the Michigan State University shooting. Of course, President Biden irresponsibly just goes, well, guns, assault weapons, it might be on five. Assault weapons, the guy had a handgun. It's absolutely insane. And the problem with the Michigan State University, but besides being a madman, the guy should have been put in jail for his actions prior. But if what he was done, what he'd done before was knocked down to a misdemeanor. Therefore, he could buy a gun. And therefore, he killed innocent people. Josh Rogan is waiting, standing by, too. He's the author of Chaos Under Heaven, Trump, and the Battle for the 21st Century. And he's also a Washington Post columnist. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Jim was trying to negotiate a $140 million settlement between this U.S. company and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He boasts about how he only got the job doing this negotiation because he was the then vice president's brother.
Yes, trading on the Biden name. How unique. James Biden, allied countries, trading on his family name with his brother as vice president, made millions. We have the documents. Now we'll see if Republicans make the case.
Number two.
Governor, if you were to live in the area, would you feel comfortable moving back into your home?
Look, I think that I would be drinking the bottled water, and I would be continuing to find out what the tests were showing as far as the air.
Yeah, tell the truth and show some caution. That's my message to local and national politicians. Just heard the governor of Ohio speaking. And so-called experts when it comes to the toxic chemical spill in Palestine, Ohio. The train derailment followed by controlled explosion has led to a massive evacuation and a whole bunch of questions.
Number one.
We learned nothing in these briefings that I didn't already know as a member of the Intelligence or Armed Services Committee. That's why I think it's so important that Joe Biden personally and directly address the American people.
That would be nice, fighting it out. China gets combative with the Biden administration on the balloon they thrust on us, like the pandemic, and make laughable allegations. Well, no one knows its origin, or if the other objects were shot out of the sky erroneously, or were they just balloons, literally balloons. Top secret briefings only add to the anger and confusion. A man who's never confused joins us now, always intrigued. Josh Rogan, author of Chaos Under Heaven. Josh, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Brian.
You're going to Munich, right?
Yeah, taking off tomorrow. Vice President Harris, Secretary Blinken, lots of prime ministers will be assembled to decide whether or not we're going to stick with this whole Ukraine thing and beat Russia once or for all, or if we're going to pull the plug and suffer a loss for freedom and democracy. I hope it's the former, but I'll let you know when I get there.
Are you not sure? Because I'm pretty sure they're dug in on it. They just have been reluctant to give them the weapons they need to be successful.
Well, that's right. We're arming Ukraine just enough to tie, which if you think about it is the craziest strategy of all, because we won't give them weapons they need to go on the offensive, but we'll give them weapons to defend themselves. So it creates a stalemate, which means the war will last forever, which is in Russia's favor because they have more prisoners and bodies to throw at the problem, so the time is on their side. So, yeah, no, I'm sure that the assembled European intelligentsia and chattering class won't pull all the aid, but the question is, will they give them the things they need to actually win? And that includes tanks and fighter jets and the rest. And I don't think the Germans are there because they look at the Biden administration and they say, we're not going to be holier than the Pope on this thing. And if Biden won't do it, we won't do it. So it really is a situation where America has to lead and Europe only then would follow.
You know, people should remember that the President of the United States said, let them have Nord Stream 2. It's almost done anyway. And even though it's so detrimental to, now we know, European security, Trump was right on that.
Yeah, it's so crazy. For the whole year, the Biden administration has this pattern where they're like, oh, they don't need the longer-range missiles. And then, I guess we'll give them the longer-range missiles. Oh, they don't need the Patriots. Okay, we'll give them the Patriots. Oh, they don't need the tanks. Okay, we'll give them the tanks. So they're constantly changing their minds when they realize that they do need all of this stuff. And they have this idea, nobody wants World War III. But the question is whether or not prolonging the war makes it more dangerous or less dangerous. I say getting the war over quicker by beating Russia quicker actually is the safest way to get out of this without escalating into World War III. And if we're just going to, making up rules of deterrence and rules of we can give them this thing, but we can't give them that thing, that plays into Putin's hands. And I think that actually benefits the aggressor, which makes the situation more dangerous, if you're being honest.
Josh, the other thing is, even when we greenlight something, it takes forever to get there, and then they got to train on them, from the Patriot missiles on down to the HIMARS that are now there, to TACMs that we won't give them because we don't trust them not to bomb Moscow, I guess, so, which is crazy, because if we don't trust the Ukrainians now, we should just cut bait and let them be run over. But, you know, the move by Russia is not a theory of Josh Rogan or Brian Kilmeade. They're already moving on Moldova. They're already trying to infiltrate that country. How soon till they go after the Baltics and finish off Georgia? This is part of their master plan they tell people about.
Well, that's right, because, you know, Putin, like every single other totalitarian, aggressive, militaristic dictator who ever lived, will advance until he's stopped. And this is sort of the problem with the, I get it, a lot of people in Washington and around the country are like, hey, this is a lot of money. And, you know, it is a lot of money. And oh, well, you know, how long is this going to go? Well, it could go a long time. But you have to weigh that against the alternative, which is that if Ukraine falls, Putin won't stop there. And then we will be in a war with NATO, and then it will be World War III. So this is the chance. This is an insurance policy. This is a down payment. This is a lot cheaper than not doing it. So, you know, I get that a lot of people want more oversight of the money. I'm for that. Absolutely. Let's get some more oversight. But at this point, we should be able to say clearly that we trust the Ukrainians enough to give them the weapons they need to actually win the war. And by the way, that's a, you know, that's not a bad deal for us. We give them the weapons, they do the fighting. That's actually, they're doing the hard part. We're doing the easy part, okay? It's the least we can do, and we should do it.
Well, why do you have to explain it? Why aren't there people in the administration regularly explaining the big objective? Because the average person says, you know, with $32 trillion in debt, we have an open southern border. Why are we not putting resources there? And the answer should be complete and comprehensive, and everyone should choose whether they want to go with that theory or not. But let's get the other side. Ever since he said, you know, we're going to back and we're going to support the Ukrainians, it's allowed other people to fill in the gaps of why we're wasting our time, because maybe they're not the perfect democracy. But
well,
they are
right.
They are great fighters, but they need to explain the objective.
Right. Well, I think you're right, Brian. I think the administration has done a terrible job communicating to the American people about why this is so important. And I think for the first year, that was because they had a Democratic Congress, so there was no oversight, so they didn't feel any pressure. They knew where they were going to get the money one way or the other. And now that we have a Republican-led House of Representatives, all of a sudden a lot of people in the administration are like, oh, man, I guess we got to answer some tough questions about this thing. And, you know, or maybe we'll just call the Republicans weak and try to ignore them. And I don't think they should do that. I think we need to engage those people with whom we disagree with on both the right and the left, and engage the American people, because we are asking the American people for a sacrifice. But again, it's a short-term hit for a long-term gain, because, you know, history should have taught us, and this is what the administration should emphasize, that appeasing aggressors doesn't work. It ends up costing you more in the end, in both blood and treasure. And by the way, this is what the weapons are for, is to defend freedom against tyranny and aggression. And, you know, the front line of that battle is in Ukraine, but it won't stay there unless we actually increase our support for them, and quick.
How soon do you think the Russian offensive starts?
It's started. It's begun. I mean, we see the missile volleys. There's thousands of Wagner troops recruited from God knows which prison, you know, being thrown at the lines like cannon fodder. This is how the Russians wage war. They advance inch by inch and destroy everything in their path. Okay, that's the other thing. That's the other part of this that people have to keep in their minds, is that, you know, it's not as if this stalemate is just, you know, a benign. Every moment that Russia controls 20% of Ukraine, the people in that 20% of Ukraine are living in hell. And if they survive at all, they're getting raped or beaten or sent to some part of Siberia, separated from their kids, tortured. Kids are being tortured. I mean, we should have some sort of common humanity that allows us to understand that these atrocities are something that we have to stand against. Otherwise, again, we will see them multiply, okay? And, you know, that's not just because we're so altruistic. It's because this system of norms where we don't permit dictators like Putin to commit mass atrocities and get away with it is really important. And again, we learned that lesson once in the 20th century. Now we got to learn it again in the 21st century, hopefully for the last time.
So let's talk about China. Once again, we have a mystery. What is behind the balloon program, the near space program? How extensive is it, and why would the Chinese invest in it?
Right. So it's a, we talked about this on the show earlier today, but the part we didn't get to is the why, right? Why are they doing all of this? Well, I talked to some friends in Taiwan this week, and they were like, oh, yeah, balloons. We get those balloons. We have those a lot. And it sort of dawned on me that, oh, yeah, this is why. This is because they're preparing for something. They're preparing for the capability to launch an aggressive war, similar to what we see in Russia. But they don't want to make the same mistake as the Russians. And so what they're doing is they're developing new ways to sustain that fighting force. So if the Chinese are going to invade Taiwan, yeah, they have satellites that can get intelligence and do communications. Yeah, they've got hacking. They've got lots of different things. But this is one more thing that they have against us. And as they just showed us, we don't really have anything good to combat it. We don't really have – what are we going to do? Send a, F-22 with sidewinders at every, you know, they could send 100 balloons in the sky and overmatch us. So it's, you know, a lot of people, again, in Washington, oh, well, why are we getting so excited about balloons? This is World War I technology. That's not the point. The point is that the Chinese are weaponizing a new part of space, near space, and they're doing it for a reason, to make their army and their military more agile, more resilient, just in case Xi Jinping decides to attack. And that's a real possibility, so we just can't ignore it.
So they came back and they said this. This Wen Bin, who's a spokesperson for the military, it says, since last year, or more specifically since May, the U.S. has released multiple high-altitude balloons from its territory, which have continuously circled the globe and flown into the airspace of China and several dozen other countries over 10 times, illegally at least, without the approval of relevant Chinese authorities. That is not true. And here is John Kirby, cut two.
I assume the United States does spy on China. Do we send balloons?
We do not deploy surveillance balloons over China.
And do we spy over China?
We do not deploy surveillance balloons over China, George.
So that is the pushback. They claim we didn't push back hard enough.
Right. I am rubber, you're glue. Anything you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. That's what the Chinese are propaganda machines are throwing out today, which is, okay, well, listen, your balloon was on TV. If we've got the balloons, show us the evidence. I'm not here to say that, you know, American government can't do anything wrong. I'm sure we're spying on China. I hope we're spying on China. That's why we have the $80 billion intelligence agency. Somebody should be spying on China. But, you know, if you're going to accuse us of something, let's see the evidence. Because let's face it, the Chinese Communist Party has a uniquely, tragically horrible track record when it comes to telling the truth. And besides, it doesn't really matter because in this instance, they were caught red-handed, and they denied it. They said it was a weather balloon. Then they said, oh, well, everybody does it. Now they're saying, oh, well, how dare you get angry about it, you know, to create news cycles so that, now all the American journalists have to report that China said we didn't do it. But their side of the story is suspect, to say the very least, and our response has to take into account the fact that there's just a ton of evidence that they're expanding these programs. And by the way, it's not just us. There's a lot of other countries, too. And if we were smart, if we were organized, which we're not, we would get together with all these other countries and say, hey, listen, this is something that cannot stand. And I'm sure there are a lot of other countries in Europe and South America and Africa who don't like being spied on by Chinese balloons either. And, you know, we should probably get in touch with them because it's really not a U.S. versus China Cold War. It's China's rise that's affecting lots of other countries in all sorts of horrible ways.
In the nuclear program, we have no agreement to break, like the Russians keep violating. We have no nuclear agreement, so there is no threshold or ceiling on China's nuclear program, and evidently they have more ICBMs than us, fixed and mobile. So that's pretty significant, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I was in Tokyo, as you know, Brian, last month, and I interviewed the Prime Minister of Japan, and he said that they're going to double the Japanese defense budget over the next 5 years. This was before the balloons, right? He didn't know anything about balloons. So it's not as if the balloons are the thing that we have to be worried about solely. It's just the latest thing. Add it to the pile of things, including the fact that they're building hundreds of ICBM silos and missiles. Why are they doing that? Again, it's a really good question, and I think a pretty clear answer is so that if and when they decide to attack Taiwan, that they can rattle a nuclear saber just like Putin is, to keep us at bay so that we end up at some conference saying, well, I don't know if we should give the Taiwanese this gun or that gun, or we should escalate with this sanction or that sanction. They're building the resilience in the machine to be able to take Taiwan without us being able to stop them, and that's scary, okay, and that's complicated, and that's not doesn't mean we should overreact and throw the kitchen sink at the balloons. It means that we have to take our valuable resources and keep in mind that it's not just about the war in Ukraine now, it's about the possible war in Asia tomorrow. That's what the Prime Minister of Japan told me. He said, Ukraine today could be East Asia tomorrow. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about China attacking Taiwan. That's what the region is worried about. That's what we ought to be worried about. Balloons are a piece of that. Nuclear weapons are a piece of that. Information warfare is a piece of that. The South China Sea Islands are a piece of that. The economic warfare is a piece of that. It's all one problem. And right now we're playing whack-a-mole with these little things by shooting down this balloon. Or now we're shooting down things we don't even know what they are. They got lost in the mountains. We might have shot down something for nothing. We'll never know. Sorry, we can't find it. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's insane that we have a policy where we can't even explain why we shoot down things that we shoot down and when we shoot them down. Hey, can't someone over there get on message and explain to the world and to the American people, here, let me do it. I'll do it for you right now. Shoot down the Chinese spy balloons. Don't shoot down the things that aren't a threat, okay? Should be a simple policy. That's just my suggestion. If anyone in the Biden administration is listening, Chinese spy balloons, yes, shoot those down. The things that are benign, don't shoot those down. But we seem to have the opposite of that, which is crazy.
Hey, Josh, have a great trip to Munich. Stay safe. And I look forward to talking to you when you get back.
Thank you, my friend.
Josh Rogan, Washington Post. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Back with your calls in a moment. Then Tudor Dixon at the bottom of the hour. Don't move.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by Govmint.com. Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call Govmint at 1-800-859-1629, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-859-1629. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1629 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-859-1629.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
John's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund is belong to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Save up to 80% when you file with TaxSlayer. Start for free.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A famous YouTuber known for spreading kindness makes today's Dean's List. His name is Mr. Beast, and he's been using his success to try and change the world. In his most recent challenge, Mr. Beast paid for eye surgery for 1,000 people. 24-year-old Jimmy Donaldson goes by the name Mr. Beast, and in a video that has now surpassed over 45 million views in 48 hours, he teamed up with Jeff Levinson, an ophthalmologist and surgeon, to provide cataract surgery for uninsured people who are legally blind. What started out as a small project in Florida helping homeless people see better snowballed into something even bigger. A nonprofit that provides free eye care around the world called See International helped Mr. Beast reach even more people. The surgeries of 1,000 people were all completed in less than 1 month. Mr. Beast, you are amazing, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end.
For the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count
charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
Very obvious that these caps were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Bryan Cranston. The Emmy winner immerses into another intense role with Showtime's Your Honor, which is now back for season two.
I look for characters that have a journey to take, ones that have ambition of some sort, even if it's slight. In this case, in this season of Your Honor, the man doesn't want to live. He has no reason to live. Everything that he ever loved and fought for is gone.
New co-stars joining in the drama this time include Rosie Perez.
Welcoming new characters to this world, is there something that you'd like to tell them when they first come onto the set?
I always love to welcome anyone who comes onto a set that I'm, you know, the number one on the call sheet or number two. It is not only the right thing to do as a human being to welcome someone into your home, but it's also realizing that the more comfortable that someone is, the better they perform.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
All right, let me get a quick call in. Tony, you're in WABC in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Tony.
Hi. You know, I know no one's been talking about the consumer price index, which is the price of a basket of market things, goods and services. You know, is this something that they've been saying is going to continue to happen? I thought they were going to try to cap that. What's your take on that?
So here it is. They say the percentage of consumer price is in January compared to January of last year are down from 6.5%. And a peak of 9.1% last June. The newest inflation numbers are, they say, far above the Federal Reserve's target of 2%, and consumer prices increased 0.5%. That caused the whole market to go down because they feel as though the Fed has got to slow us down, is going to raise rates up to 5% now. So I don't think the prices are going down on anything.
I know it. It's amazing because I did like a home construction project because it was mandatory. And so I'm putting off everything that isn't mandatory right now, hoping that maybe in the next year or so we can have more control once we get into a new administration. But anyway, thanks for your take on it. I mean, people still aren't getting any aid by what they're doing.
I know, because wages are not going up commensurate with the inflation. So we'll discuss it all. Brian Kilmeade Show, Tudor Dixon next. And then we'll do a more to know. And 1-866-408-7669, the number to call to be part of it.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating.
Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to New York State with no more homeless pets.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I think we all know if it bleeds, it leads. The more they can get you to stay inside and watch their panic porn, the higher the ratings. Researchers at Dartmouth built a database recently monitoring the COVID coverage of the major news outlets across the world and found that while other countries mix the good news in with the bad, the U.S. national media reported almost 90% bad news. Even as things were getting better, the reporting remained negative. And politicians, they lie because it's their nature to cover their ass so they don't get blamed if things go badly. And also to keep in practice. But when all of our sources for medical information have an agenda to spin us, yeah, you wind up with a badly misinformed population, including on the left.
That is Bill Moore, again, to me, right on the money. I didn't really think that up until the last 18 months or so. Lance Morrow joins us now, journalist and author of several books. His latest, The Noise of Typewriters, Remembering Journalism. Lance, did journalism drop the ball during the pandemic?
A lot of people dropped the ball. I think it was a failure on many fronts, but certainly journalism tended to follow bad leads from the. It's a larger problem in journalism of who are the authorities? Who can tell you the truth about a big story like that? And how does journalism dig into it and think for itself? A lot of it is just kind of following the lead of Dr. Fauci or whoever. And there was a tremendous amount of confusion and disinformation. Not all of it perfidious, some of it was understandable. But you're right. It was a very confused and tumultuous kind of journalism. Journalism's very imperfect stuff. And as we know, the first rough draft is often very rough indeed.
So you have this book out, The Noise of Typewriters, Remembering Journalism. When was When was journalism's heyday?
I don't idealize the 20th century journalism and all of that. A lot of it was just following the authorities and so on. But nevertheless, there was a different. It was a different world, and it was a different journalism, and there was a different standard in the sense that a journalist believed, and by the way, we never called ourselves journalists. We thought that was a pompous term. We called ourselves either reporters or newspaper men or newspaper women. But the assumption was that there was such a thing as objective truth, for example, and that it could be found out, and that you dug at it and found it out, and there was not this very unstable, strange world that we're in now, which is the world of the screens and the keyboard and the computer and the mouse and social media and everybody with a smartphone and everybody with a Facebook or Twitter account, and a very unstable idea of what the world is and what the facts are. So the assumption was, back in the period that I'm writing about, was that that you could discover the truth in the same way that you could solve a crime. You know, there was a gun of a certain caliber, and the victim was white or black or whatever, and the murderer was described as wearing a green jacket and being 5'9", and so on. Facts of that kind. I mean, Woodward and Bernstein, when they were running down the Watergate thing, well, they acted like cops, you know, instead of political reporters, and it was as cops that they chased that particular story.
So, and of course, I think they're celebrating some type of anniversary. I think they're both in their 80s now or close there. Lance Morrow, our guest, the name of the book is The Noise of Typewriters, Remembering Journalism. So Lance, so another thing was brought up to me in that journalists for the most part was more of a blue collar profession. You weren't really rich or famous. You were just doing the work. Correct?
Yeah,
has that changed?
There was a lot of that. There was a change. Actually, when I was a young man, it tended to be become a little more gentrified, just as I was coming in the 60s. Gentrified in the sense that reporters now, or then rather, started to become college graduates and especially Ivy League graduates at the other papers. Before, it was much more blue collar, although you don't forget that columnists like Walter Lippmann and Joe Alsop and Stuart Alsop were very much blue blood types.
Right.
You know? There's always there's always different classes of journalists. There were the saloon journalists like Jimmy Breslin and Pete Hamill, who would get their cast of characters from the police precincts, and they'd walk up and down the tenement stairs, and they covered working people. But then there were the rather lofty people like the Alsops, or the big picture characters like Dorothy Thompson and so on. So it was a variety, but it was a different world and a different journalism, very different from what we have now.
So who in your mind personifies the perfect journalist or the near perfect journalist with the produce the results? I know you cite Ernest Hemingway and what he wrote and how he wrote, even when he was writing fiction, but who do you lean on?
Well, I certainly wouldn't propose Hemingway as the perfect journalist, but he was a great writer in his way, although he wrote a lot of stuff that was really pretty terrible, especially as he got drunker and drunker toward the end of his life and is more injured in his head. But in my book, I talk about John Hersey's Hiroshima book, which was many thought was the best journalism of the 20th century. And I talk about that and kind of argue with that premise. And then Walter Duranty, the guy who worked for the New York Times and got a Pulitzer for his horrible failure to report on the Ukrainian famine in 1932, and I talk about that as the worst. But for do you mean today or just
well in the past and then today? Who do you look up to, or not look up to, but who do you single out?
Well, I talk about, for example, there's still plenty of really terrific journalists around. I mean, Dexter Filkins, formerly of the New York Times, is a terrific war reporter. I think he's very, very good. There's still some very good war reporting coming, and very brave reporting from Ben Hall, for example, of the Fox News, who was so badly wounded, injured earlier in the war, and terrific stuff from brave, good journalists. I think you've got me a little. I hadn't thought in those terms of who were the outstanding today. My book focuses mainly on the
past.
20th century. Yeah. There are a lot today, but there's a lot of people are really bad, and today, in the sense of much too partisan and a little bit witless and shallow. And there's what's wrong today, in my view, is a tremendous failure of leadership, editorial leadership at places like the New York Times. I mean, the failures in it was said that the great casualty of the 1960s was authority. Well, now, the authority of the parents and the president and the military and so on. Well, now, in the old age of the baby boomers, you see that playing out in the failure of the authority of editorial leaders in places like the New York Times. I mean, the failure, evident in the firing of James Bennett, who ran the New York Times editorial page, or the failure implicit in the firing of Donald McNeil, one of the top reporters at the Times, for a perfectly ridiculous and non-existent offense involving the forbidden N-word. It wasn't an offense at all. It was a very immature act on the part of the leadership of the paper. And I think throughout journalism, you see that sort of immaturity and frankly, venality, that a deference to just making the bucks and also pandering to the party line, the basic party line of wokeness or whatever the party line is. I think that the standard of a more disinterested journalism, where you felt an obligation to give both sides of the story, or and that's now derided as some kind of prejudice or white supremacy or God knows what, but to try to understand both sides of the story. That was the point. You know, you had to comprehend. You didn't just give your party line,
right.
Just as it would be ridiculous for me to say, well, Brian, I must tell you my truth. And, well, okay, but it's my version of the truth. But it, the fact that it is mine does not make it the truth. And so these are all problems in 21st century journalism. In the 20th century journalism, if I used the first person pronoun, I'd better have a very good reason. If I used adjectives, colorful adjectives, I'd better have a very, very gotcha. Good reason. And in the 21st century, boy, go ahead, do it, you know, and often, and that's okay if you happen to be a genius. But if you don't happen to be a genius, then you better watch yourself. And unfortunately, a lot of really third-rate people are doing those things, slinging their opinions around. And the result is lousy journalism. The result is a debasement of the journalism that we get in the 21st century. Where it goes from here, I don't know. I hope that it sorts itself out and there's some reassertion of maturity. Gotcha. And leadership, editorial leadership. But it's a mess now. It's a terrible mess.
Lance Morrow, it's all in your book. To find out how we go forward, it's always good to look back. The Noise of Typewriters, Remembering Journalism. Lance, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm delighted. Thanks a lot, Brian.
All right, go get them. Listen, when we come back, I'll open up the phones, 1-866-408-7669. Also, got to keep in mind we're finding this toxic situation. Hours now counting down to there's a huge town hall over in Ohio. Got to get to the bottom of that. And it would be nice to find out what we shot out of the sky 3 times. Over the last 10 days. Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
By GovMint.com. Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call GovMint at 1-800-859-1629 and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint. The final year of production, but with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-859-1629. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1629 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-859-1629.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A stranger who helped save a passenger's life on board a JetBlue airline makes today's Dean's List. A woman collapsed an hour into a flight from New York's LaGuardia Airport to Fort Lauderdale. The pilot was going to make an emergency landing when all of a sudden another passenger stepped in to help. Reports showed that the stranger was a trained EMT and was able to get the woman stabilized so the flight could continue and get to its final destination. Photos that were taken of the moment show the man wearing blue gloves and assisting the woman in need with an oxygen mask on her face. She was said to be conscious and talking when the plane finally landed and first responders were on the ground to take over. The woman was taken off the plane and to the hospital. We're glad everyone is okay, and to the stranger that stepped up to help the woman in need, you are a hero. Janice Dean, Fox News.
House Call for Health. A Food and Drug Administration panel is discussing whether we can make the COVID vaccine an annual shot, like the flu. The FDA proposing a simplified approach last week that would allow most adults and children to get a once-a-year shot to protect against COVID-19.
Because of its rapid evolution, we've needed to adjust our approach over time, and we're now in a reasonable place to reflect on the development of the COVID-19 vaccines to date to see if we can simplify the approach to vaccination in order to facilitate the process of optimally vaccinating and protecting the entire population moving forward.
The proposal comes as fewer people are rolling up their sleeves. Data shows while more than 80% of the U.S. population has had at least one dose of COVID vaccine, just 16% of those eligible have had the latest boosters. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. The Brian Kilmeade Show. By the way, if you want to get the podcast, I know a lot of you do. You can't listen live. Your schedule changes. You're traveling. BrianKilmeadeShow.com. You download the podcast, and you have it at your beck and call. But I'm so glad you're listening live now. Let's go out to Dean in New Jersey. Listen on WABC. Hey, Dean.
Yeah, hi, Brian. You know, I'm listening to all these journalism now, and these journalists, and they're telling us what's wrong and how they should have been corrected and why it hasn't happened. And we used to dig deep into the news and everything else. Where were they back 2-3 years ago? Why were they doing it if they know what they were supposed to be doing? Bill Maher included. You know, I mean, like, yeah, I believe everything you're telling me now, but where were you?
Right. You know, there's just such a lack of logic now that makes Bill Maher sound less partisan, because he's like, I'd love to be a Democrat, but I don't know what AOC is talking about. You're a fascist now. I mean, calling people fascist. What's going on that what we're seeing? I would say a couple of things. You want to get to the bottom of things, but also the whole Twitter files, the fact that it's being buried backs up the whole premise of people not trusting anything. The Twitter files reveals that the FBI, working with Twitter, would put out a story or squelch a story. A story would go out. They would explain to the – they would put it on Twitter. Every outlet would take that story, unverified, use Twitter as a reference or whatever's come from Twitter. The FBI behind it, taking stories out, putting stories in. It would be amplified in every other network, and next thing you know, people take it as fact, and they're running with features on something that never happened. And instead of people saying, wow, we got to learn from this, people are choosing not to report what's on the Twitter files. People come out and they say, oh, that's a big nothing burger. Are you paying attention, Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, what they've been able to discover, Dave Rubin? So that, to me, is relatively discouraging. They were able to find out that these synthetic stories were amplified, maybe affecting an election, and no one's done anything to change it, and no one's acknowledging that it happened. Steve, listen on WABC. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, Brian, how you doing today?
Good, what's your name on?
Good job on the Super Bowl, by the way. Did a fantastic
Thank you.
Fantastic work. I want to talk about the situation over in Ohio with the controlled release and explosion of the tanker cars on the railroad. You know, the reason that they're really not digging into it or making a big hullabaloo about it is who owns the railroads? Who owns the tracks? Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, big supporter of Biden, and that whole group of people that are involved in the administration. So they're not going to, you know, rock the cradle or turn away the spoon that feeds them.
And I'll give you a scenario. I'll build on that. If that area was a Democratic area or filled with a minority section of the city, they would say another example of them not caring about minorities in America, willing to poison them and then tell them to go stay in their homes and stop complaining when you and just drink your water. But instead, you have a place that was 70% Republican into a rural section of Ohio, which is Republican, and then you have working class Americans without a lot of political power. So it's easy to skip over and not even bring it up. But I would say this. I was telling this to, I think, Allison yesterday. It's the first time in maybe 7 years, 8 years, that CNN and Fox News is reporting the two stories, the balloon story and the chemical spill story with the derailment, the same way at the same time. Everybody is legitimately outraged of the lack of information on the balloon shutdown, and everyone's legitimately outraged about the toxic gases and the lack of information in a small town. But it would have been a lot of grandstanding, and America, the racist nation, still exists with two standards had it been a minority neighborhood. It's almost a relief that it's not, although I feel bad for the people of Palestine. Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. BrianKilmeade.com. Order any of my books. I sign and send.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. President Biden says the United States will continue to engage with China following the spy balloon incident.
Even though the president sharply criticized China's surveillance program, he wants to maintain open lines of communication with Beijing.
I expect to be speaking with President Xi, and I hope we have get to the bottom of this, but I make no apologies for taking down that balloon.
The president said his order to shoot down the spy balloon sent a clear message that the violation of our sovereignty is unacceptable. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who at 98 years old is the longest-lived American president, has entered home hospice care in Plains, Georgia, that according to a statement from the Carter Center. After a series of short hospital stays, the statement says Mr. Carter decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. Mr. Carter is 98 years old. He was the 39th president of the United States. A new poll finds President Biden's approval ended last week in the mid-40s.
The Rasmussen Daily Tracking poll pegged Mr. Biden's approval at 45% on Friday the 17th. His approval rating has hovered in the low to mid-40s in this poll for a while before edging up to 45%. It should be noted that at this point in his presidency, Donald Trump had a favorable rating of 50%, according to this same polling group. Ken Lorman reporting.
And while 45% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance, 54% disapprove. The latest figures include 26% who strongly approve of the job that Mr. Biden is doing and 44% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of minus 18. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Climate change is coming for your coffee in Canada.
Researchers at the University of Quebec claim that lowering coffee intake could combat climate change due to the reduction in pollution from making a pot. In an analysis published in The Conversation, the group said, quote, limiting your contribution to climate change requires an adapted diet, and coffee is no exception. Choosing a mode of coffee preparation that emits fewer greenhouse gases and moderating your consumption are part of the solution, end quote. The group claims that traditional filter coffee has the highest carbon footprint because a greater quantity of coffee powder is used to produce the amount of coffee. They also say the process consumes more electricity to heat the water and keep it warm. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
On the Sunday news talk show, CBS has invited Senator Bernie Sanders to the microphone. On Fox News Sunday, Republican presidential candidate and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley is guest. News and analysis, townhall.com. Amazon is telling its corporate and tech workers that starting May 1st, they're going to have to come back to the office regularly.
Amazon CEO Andy Jassy reveals in a memo to staff that the e-commerce behemoth officially requires corporate and tech employees to go back into the office at least 3 days per week starting May 1st. Senior leadership evaluated what worked during the pandemic, concluding that employees' engagement and collaboration increases when interacting in person. Meanwhile, fully working remotely plagued company culture and hindered collaboration on important innovation. The details behind the new hybrid work model are a work in progress. Edwin Mora reporting.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken makes the rounds on the Sunday talk show, scheduled to appear on ABC's This Week, NBC's Beat the Press, and CBS's Face the Nation. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Stephen Drum at the bottom of the hour. He's a 27-year military veteran, Navy SEAL Master Chief. He's got a great book coming out shortly, Life on the X, a Navy SEAL's Guide to Meeting Any Challenge with Courage, Confidence, and Readiness. So we all got to learn that. Howie Kurtz is standing by. A lot to talk about in media and beyond. He's got his Media Buzz show coming out. It's Sunday at 11 o'clock Eastern time. But before we get anywhere, as I come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, let's get to our big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by Crunch Fitness. Interested in owning your own business in a growing $30 billion industry? Check out Crunch Fitness at crunch.com.
Number three.
We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country.
Yep, there you go. Joe finally speaks, but he won't answer questions, and the contents of his remarks leave a lot of questions to be answered as we find out that recreational balloons could have been the target of those other three balloons that we shot down, one of which looks like it's from a hobby club that cost $11. We have a lot of questions.
Number two.
The White House says your trip here is a political stunt and that their border plan is working. What's your response?
You know what? If they would actually come here, they'd realize their border plan is not working.
Of course not. Finally, Henry Cuellar gets some Democratic company on the border as Akeem Jeffries goes down to Laredo one day after Speaker McCarthy vows action and cites the president's ignorance. Are Democrats getting serious about the broken border or just pretending?
Number one.
Buttigieg didn't step up. He didn't even issue any, even a tweet for the first 10 days after this happened. Look, if you can't step up, it's time to step down.
All right, and that was an easy thing to do. David Yost, about to explode. The Ohio town of East Palestine is losing patience with the speed and response or lack thereof of federal help. Where is the transportation secretary? Why did it take so 2 weeks for the EPA director to come down? We'll talk about all that with Howie Kurtz. Howie, welcome.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, first off, I'm just amazed that this Republican governor is giving the federal government a pass. Now, I understand because of the Stafford Act, they don't qualify for FEMA. I like to see that challenged. Maybe you want to do that aggressively. But having said that, 2 weeks to have the EPA come down, we still haven't seen the transportation secretary, and you have a Republican governor who says everything's going fine?
Well, I guess he's trying to maintain good relations with the administration because this is an absolute toxic disaster. And the fact that it's taken so long, you know, certain things may be going on behind the scenes. The fact that it's taken so long for top administration officials to go there and to show people who are afraid to drink the water because of this train derailment that the government is on the job, I think is disgraceful. You know, a lot of political leadership is showing up. It's almost analogous to Biden waiting so long to address the UFO situation. And so, and Pete Buttigieg, I read a quote where he said, well, this is one of 1,000 cases that we have to deal with. But this is one of the most serious environmental accidents that I've seen in quite a while.
I mean, for example, there are situations that pop up that you're going to make a decision and some people won't like it. And you know what? Sometimes the decision's wrong. But if you're going to run for president, you want to lead. You want this opportunity. This is why you run. So why run from making a decision? Why run from the press? It's counterintuitive to why you want the job, I think.
Well, I'm sure Pete Buttigieg would like to run, but there's a guy who already holds the job that he probably has to defer to, first of all, Brian.
But you know, he could show up and show great leadership, just like the vice president could show that she has presidential timber, but she doesn't.
Absolutely, positively. You know, this first came on my radar because a reporter for News Nation was roughed up and jailed by the local police because he was doing a stand-up covering Governor Mike DeWine's press conference about a week ago. And it was just a horrible footage where you saw him getting dragged down to the ground and then the cops tried to blame it on him. Well, charges were quickly dropped and the whole thing was just a frickin' outrage. And Governor DeWine was smart enough to say, look, this reporter was doing this job. I think this was a mistake. But that hasn't translated, I think. You know, I think that, you know, the national media were a little slow on this in the beginning. You know, it's a local story.
Yeah.
Some town in Ohio we never heard of. But certainly it's become a big national story since then.
And also the mixed messages, too. And now we have Troy Nails of Texas Republican getting on J.D. Vance. Because J.D. Vance says, I don't care what anyone says. Get bottled water. Here's J.D. Vance. Cut eight.
What he said, as I understood it, is the water readings so far look encouraging, but I would still encourage people to drink the bottled water. I think my attitude on this is always better safe than sorry. The bottled water is accessible, as I understand it.
Okay, that's good advice. You feel like you're one of the community. What would I do for my family? That's what he'd do. But the congressman from Texas feels differently. Cut nine.
I don't see how that would help the situation. I almost would say that's irresponsible. I mean, you have access to bottled water. I'm fine. I mean, that's fine, but the point is if the water is safe through the water treatment facility, why wouldn't you encourage your residents to use that water? I mean, I just don't see the benefit of that. It's our local officials with the state have shown that the water is safe to drink. I just drank some.
Right. You could say that, but the governor said, I would drink bottled water, and he's saying it's safe to drink. So these are Republican on Republican.
It's not encouraging, you know. I mean, of course, they want to make sure nobody gets sick. But look, the mere fact that the waterways in the area have been contaminated by the toxic chemicals that were on this train, that's not a two-week thing where you drink bottled water. Think about the environmental impact months from now, a year from now. I mean, people are going to get sick. I think we need more answers and more aggressive investigation of how this happened. And what about holding the train company responsible?
Yeah, and by the way, Pete Buttigieg, is this supposed to be an audition for him to be the future of the party? How's he doing, Howie?
Well, he's had a couple of problems lately. Also, you know, with the Southwest Airlines meltdown, where, you know, you can't blame everything on government, but certainly he didn't seem to be in charge. He's obviously a smart guy, but I think right now with a lot of problems exploding that are in his area, and, you know, the Transportation Secretary does have to clear whatever he does at the White House, but still, they've got a guy who's very good on TV, who's telegenic. I don't see why he hasn't been out there on both of these things. There have also been some near misses with airplanes. I mean, Buttigieg is not exactly killing it right now.
And also, remember the grounding of every single airline across the country for the first time since 9/11? That happened on his watch. It turns out the system is antiquated. Had a few hours to get it done. Blame somebody else. And then yesterday, he's out there blaming the Trump administration for a ruling on air brakes. And I'm thinking to myself, every leadership book, you know, is just the opposite of that. I mean, if you want to go deep into an interview 17 minutes in saying, by the way, it would have helped if these guys could use the old braking system, I understand that. But for that to be your lead, I don't get it. But
yeah, blame the guy who was there before is a pretty tried and true tactic, and I don't think it's working, and I don't think it's a good image for Buttigieg. I mean, maybe somebody told him to say it. But he should be holding press conferences every day and at least assuring the people in that part of Ohio and the country, because this has become such a national story, that the government is in fact doing everything it can to investigate this, to clean up the area, and to hold those responsible accountable.
It reminds me when Rudy Giuliani took over, he used to ride around in cop cars and sometimes in unmarked cars just to see the crime in 42nd Street. He wanted to see it for himself. He would make these people accountable, make sure these roads are being cleaned up, make the trash was being done. There's something, you know it in reporting, and especially in sports, go to the locker room, go to the practice. I don't know what you're going to see, but if you're going to comment on it, you got to go. There's the first thing they tell you in sports radio. You got to go meet the guys, even if they hate you. You got to see how the coaches act, see who's late for practice, see the body language, see who talks to the press, who doesn't, who wants out and who doesn't, who's always around the trainers and who's always around his agent. The only thing you could do is go to the locker room. The same thing with these stories. If you want to go cover it, you have to walk the blocks, find out what people are complaining about. And that's what I thought J.D. Vance did yesterday. But if I can also use your expertise on 2024, Nikki Haley rolls out her campaign, I thought impressively, and I think two things happened. She was attacked by Whoopi Goldberg, and she was attacked by Don Lemon because she said there should be a competency test for any candidate over 75. Listen to this exchange, cut 27.
I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley is in her prime. Sorry. When a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s.
What are you talking about?
That's not according to me.
Prime for what?
It depends. I mean, it's just like prime. If you look it up, if you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say 20s, 30s, and 40s. I don't necessarily.
40s. Oh, I got it.
I'm not
decade.
Saying I agree with that. So I think she has to be careful.
I mean, he had to walk it back. He said it was inartful. Yeah. Your response to his comments.
One of the dumbest things that Don Lemon has ever said, and he's not on the air today for that reason. His female co-host couldn't believe it. And, you know, I kind of predicted this because a few days ago I started to see Lemon. Remember, they took him off primetime where he was a Trump-hating liberal and said, oh, no, he's now going to be just a sparkly morning host guy. But the ratings of that show are awful. It's not gotten off to a good start. And I started to see him attacking Republicans and reverting back to his liberal self. And I don't know if he was encouraged to do that or they're just trying to, like, get some numbers up. But then he really steps in it with this. You know, Nikki Haley's 51 years old. That is absolutely the prime of life for any politician, female or male.
Right. Is he trying to get fired, Howie? What do you think? I mean, repeatedly going after his co-anchors, knowing that there's heat on him already. I mean, have we seen anything like this before?
I don't know what the motive is. I mean, he went after the New York Post, saying it's not a credible source on the whole business about the Hunter Biden laptop, even though CNN itself has authenticated the laptop. Of course, it was, you know, a year and a half later, along with the New York Times, Washington Post, et cetera. So I don't know what Don Lemon's up to, but I don't think it's going to help that morning show one bit. I mean, controversy is good to a point, but not when you're having to apologize for what you said.
All right, the other thing is I have a job between 6 and 9, and so I wasn't able to hear this live. But Mika Brzezinski was talking about age, and she was talking about Joe Biden. And I just want you to listen to this and tell me what you think.
He was very underestimated. He's accomplished more than any modern president. Is that fair to say? In 2 years? Yes?
Yeah.
Well,
right,
yeah,
yes.
I think legislatively, you'd have to go back to LBJ.
In terms of his ability to perform, did you see his State of the Union? Like, who's making his age an issue?
You know,
I'd like to know what evidence they have that his age is an issue.
I'll tell you
who's making his age an issue. All the Democrats who don't want him to run again. Politico had a big piece interviewing mostly off the record these governors and senior senators saying everybody here doesn't want him to run again. We love Joe Biden. We think he did a good job, but he's going to be 86 at the end of his second term. The roughly 60% of Democrats, this is Democrats and Democratic leaners in polls, who say they don't want him to run again. You can debate whether he's done a good job or a bad job, but he can't change his age. The guy he wants to run again, of course, Brian, is Donald Trump because he's only a few years younger. If Biden ends up running against a younger generation Republican, I think that's a tough challenge for him.
All right. I have to suspend logic to think that his age hasn't been an issue. You see the way he speaks, the way he gets lost sometimes walking in on and off stage, calling for congresspeople that are no longer living, ask if they were there. I mean, you could say that I love the guy, but you can't say that he hasn't lost his fastball when you compare it even to when he was vice president. I mean, she really seemed shocked by that.
I've known Joe Biden for 35 years. He's always been a gaffe machine and not a great public speaker, but clearly he does get confused. He's 80. It's amazing what he's doing at 80. He just had a pretty good physical, according to what the White House is telling us. But you can argue it either way, but to say that it's not an issue when polls are, I mean, it's pretty incredible. Biden was sort of riding high after the midterms, and then he had the problem with the classified documents, and then he had the problem with the Chinese spy balloon, and it's just pretty evident that most of his party would prefer someone else. The problem is, as you know, they don't want Kamala Harris. They don't think she's capable of running a successful presidential campaign. And the Democrats don't have much of a bench.
Howie, who's unveiling your show this weekend?
Well, we're still working on that, but we are going to spend a lot of time on why Biden spent so long to speak out. Even if he didn't have much to say, people want to see the commander-in-chief. They want to see some semblance of leadership, and he was really pushed into it, I think, by a lot of the commentary. Thank you for plugging the show.
Absolutely. You kidding? Media buzz. It's a must-watch. Howie Kurtz, thanks so much.
Get you back on it.
Absolutely. Just ask. Howie Kurtz, thank you. Meanwhile, when we come back, I open up the phones, 1-866-408-7669. Then we have Steve Drum. We'll go inside the Ukraine war and our wars. Don't move.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by Govmint.com. Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call Govmint at 1-800-859-1629, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-859-1629. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1629 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-859-1629.
Hail to the Chief of Steaks. Enjoy presidential savings on Omaha Steaks favorites, including tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air chilled chicken, and more during their President's Day sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout and get $30 off your order. No one comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
John's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A famous YouTuber known for spreading kindness makes today's Dean's List. His name is Mr. Beast, and he's been using his success to try and change the world. In his most recent challenge, Mr. Beast paid for eye surgery for 1,000 people. 24-year-old Jimmy Donaldson goes by the name Mr. Beast, and in a video that has now surpassed over 45 million views in 48 hours, he teamed up with Jeff Levinson, an ophthalmologist and surgeon, to provide cataract surgery for uninsured people who are legally blind. What started out as a small project in Florida helping homeless people see better snowballed into something even bigger. A nonprofit that provides free eye care around the world called See International helped Mr. Beast reach even more people. The surgeries of 1,000 people were all completed in less than 1 month. Mr. Beast, you are amazing, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Jason Segel of the new Apple TV Plus series, Shrinking. The show follows a grieving therapist who starts telling clients exactly what he thinks. It's a balance of humor and heart with heavy topics and a star-filled cast bringing it together.
The cast chemistry here, it's incredible. What is that moment like for you when it just kind of clicks?
I arrived to a comedy set with this sense of crackling excitement that when they say action, something needs to happen besides just what's on the page. You're trying to capture this chemistry between the characters. That's always what I find funny, what's happening between everybody. I'm surrounded by the best cast. There's this like leap of faith when you're doing comedy where you throw something out and then you're like, will this be met? And Jessica Williams, for example, Harrison Ford, I have these scenes with them, and not only do they catch the ball, they throw it back with greater force. And the next thing you know, these scenes have a life that, boy, you couldn't even have imagined when you read the script.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
A talk show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
How has this chemical contamination impacted your life?
It's been absolutely terrible. It's uprooted me and my six children.
It's making me move out of my house.
People don't know if we're safe to drink the water. They're saying yes, but then we got fish kills everywhere.
I worry because I have a well, so I worry in 6 months, you know, what could happen to my water.
What have you noticed about the environment since this has happened?
It's dirty. There's a lot of dust flying around.
That creek is dead. There's not a fish in there. There's not a newt. There's not a salamander. There's no frogs, dead snakes.
I don't know where the birds all went, but we don't see any birds in our place.
Let's go out to James, WLAD. That, of course, is Palestine, Ohio, and these people don't know what hit them, and they're getting very few answers. Hey, James.
Hey, thank you. There is this question that is completely unresolved, and from what in anything I can find, we know that the rule that the Trump administration reversed about electronic control brakes, that may have been a misguided move. But my question as a Democrat is, well, why wasn't the rule reinstated by the Biden administration? What I read is that Buttigieg says they're constrained by law. I'd like to understand this better, and I think it's really important to ask the question, like, if there's an economic calculation being made, where does the train industry and this particular company stand in terms of their profits? And it sounds like these brakes should be standard. That's what I wanted to say, and I think right. that this is one of those issues where politically, left and right, let's get this right, because it's any kind of derailment like that. If we have safety features we can put in, let's get it done. Because
how about the fact there's 1,000 derailments a year? I had no idea. We're still wrestling with how to work trains?
Yeah.
And by the way, James, no indication this happened by braking. It's an axle broke. So, so we can find out the cause, then find out their action, then find out why they're doing hazardous material and didn't label it as such. So, and then find out where the air experts are. The company is testing the air. I'm not comfortable with that. And the state. All right, but the federal government is down there testing the air. Well, yeah, they're coming. They're coming. The EPA director is coming. Yeah, one day, yesterday, gone. He went to one creek and one house. Todd, listen, WIBX. Real quick, Todd.
Hey, thanks, Brian. I was just saying, I heard your soundbite there with not a frog, not a newt, not a salamander, but it's wintertime. You're not going to see those animals anyway. And I'm not taking away anything.
We saw some dead, ones.
People.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not talking about anything, trying to take anything away. But also, the ground is cold. It's going to take a longer time to get into the wells. So they're going to hurry up and test the wells to get the clean reading. And when all actuality, it's going to take a lot longer for it to get down there. That's why the creek is dying, because everything's running off into the creek instead of going into the ground.
Great point. But there is, I'm looking at dead fish, dead frogs. So I know what you mean. They're not as plentiful. They're not as apparent. They're not everywhere. But they are dead. the ones we saw. I'm pretty sure I can pick out a dead frog, but you never know. Stephen Drum next. Talk about the war. It's 1 year since Ukraine.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the cool and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The resolve of the Ukrainian people is remarkable. They are steadfast and they are still in this, despite the obvious casualties and suffering that the Russians are imposing on. Those air defense systems that we're talking about are absolutely crucial. Some of the Ukrainian air defense systems cannot deal with the sophistication of some of the missiles. So yes, Patriot systems and other systems like that, which the Ukrainians began asking for last year, are vital that keeping that suffering down and certainly casualties down in their own people.
That is General Jack Keane talking about 1 year into this war, how Ukraine is holding on and might be poised to take back a lot of territory. They've taken back over 50% of what they lost initially, and let's see what can happen because the Russians are putting about 200,000 more troops into the fray. A man joining me now is no stranger to war, 27-year military veteran, Navy SEAL Master Chief, co-creator of the U.S. Navy Warrior Toughness Program and author of a brand new book, Life on the X, A Navy SEAL's Guide to Meeting Any Challenge with Courage, Confidence, and Readiness. Stephen Drum, welcome.
Hey, thanks. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. When's your book coming out?
So pre-sales are up right now. Pre-orders are up right now. Anywhere online books are sold, and that's for the print and for the ebook. And the audio book will come out a little bit later. The book officially launches on March 7th.
Nice. Steve, first off, what's your take on how this war is playing out? The experts have said, the war colleges reveal, this looks more like World War One.
Yeah, I would say, you know, and a lot of people right now are questioning, okay, well, how much do we want to continue pouring into this? But I always look at this in terms of how the world is watching our response to this as it relates especially to China. They're watching. They're testing us. So I think that we obviously have to have a measured response in terms of escalation, but we wholeheartedly, there can be no question on our resolve to support the Ukrainian people.
So you could see the bigger picture that if Ukraine falls quickly, there goes Moldova, there goes Georgia, look out Poland.
Yeah, and then things, it's easy. It's easy to kind of go down that route. Well, now we're looking at serious conflict that we had not seen in 60-some years.
And we're not playing a role. We're providing the weapons, which far outstrip Russia. Do we overestimate Russia's quality?
You know, I think in terms of, I think to a degree, yes. I think, you know, we look back at, like, their technology in terms of their hypersonic missiles. And I always go back to one of the things that U.S. military does that other nations, even our allies, often can't do to the same degree is our combined arms combat power. It's one thing to have certain individual soldiering skills. It's one thing to have technology. But how do you integrate all of it? How do you integrate all of it so anywhere from your supply to your reconstitution of forces after casualties on the battlefield, it's the big picture. It's coordination of that effort, and I think the U.S. does that, and I think we're seeing that right now, that Russia is not capable when it comes to that full-spectrum combat operation.
What did you get out of joining the military all those years ago?
You know, I was just an 18-year-old kid, and I really knew that I wanted to do something. I always wanted to serve in an elite unit, and I was like, oh, I won't make this a career. But once I got in and once I found myself in SEAL training, I realized, hey, I'm surrounded by some of the best people that I've ever met. This is my home. This is where I want to spend, you know, the rest of my young adult life. And from that, I really learned a lot of things on really how to show up in moments, really how we plan, prepare, and execute in the SEAL teams. It really translates to all the other areas in my life as well. And so I really took a lot of that, just being deliberate and intentional with how you show up to important moments.
Did you join to become a SEAL?
I did. I joined to become a SEAL at 18, right out of high school. And unfortunately, I always make this joke. I wasn't the smartest kid, A, because I failed to qualify for SEAL training by a couple of points. But then I was also dumb enough to believe the recruiter when he told me, oh, I'll just waiver those couple of points. So worked on submarines for a couple of years and then went out to SEAL training in 1995.
And so, and then what was your journey like? Where did you end up being deployed? What are some of the missions you're comfortable talking about?
Yeah, so first off, I joined, you know, I showed up my first SEAL team in 1996, SEAL Team 2 on the East Coast, and we did several deployments, did some deployments to Europe, to the Middle East, a little bit in Africa, things like that. Some kind of real-world operations, but nothing crazy. And then my first Iraq deployment was 2004. That's when I first got my kind of my real taste of what combat was like. Went from I showed up there, and we were doing actually doing mobile security details for the interim Iraqi government. And I found myself going out on sniper operations. And from there, a couple more deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, back to Europe. So kind of all over the place. But it was a great journey.
How much more did you learn in combat as compared to in training?
Well, I think you always wonder, you know, everybody wonders, how am I actually going to show up when the bullets are flying? And that's the big thing. And I think what was really revealing to me, and this was an aha moment for me, is the first time I'm in combat, taking heavy fire, grenades being thrown at me. And as I was in that moment, I started actually having flashbacks to the training, to the urban warfare training we would do before we went overseas. And I realized just how important the proper level of training is. And it was effective. I'd never been in that situation, but the training made it feel as if I had because of the realism. And I had confidence from that, even through the fear.
Right. And I mean, that builds into your book, right? The discipline, the willingness to work at it, to prepare for the time before it happens, some of the things you can apply to everyday life. So when it comes to war, you're not alone. You have to learn to work as a team. Is that why it's so legendary tough to get through SEAL training?
It is, right? And there's always the adage, you know, we always say anybody can make it through like SEAL training. But what they're really looking for, and this kind of culminates in Hell Week. Many people have heard that, right? Hell Week is where, for the uninitiated, it's a five-day, almost fun fest, right? No, consisting of almost no sleep, constant physical activity, and frequent immersion in that cold water. And it tests two things. It tests your level of commitment. How do you have the mental fortitude to push well past when your body says no? And two, how well will you collaborate with your teammates? Will you put your own pain, your discomfort, your misery, will you put that aside and support your teammates and support the mission? And if you can do that, if you can grind it out, then you make it to a SEAL team where you're further evaluated and further tested.
Were you worried and are you still concerned about the vaccine mandate and what happened to the SEALs and how they had to go to court to keep from being expelled?
You know, I can't probably speak too much on that, honestly. I mean, personally, I would say this, and a probably unpopular decision within the teams, but it's like, hey, you got to at a certain point, if this is what there's needed for mission readiness, you know, I believe in the freedom of choice, but at the same time, it's like, hey, this is what we need. We need you to be combat effective, and that's the decision they made. Now, can they clean it up right now? Can they revise that? Probably. But, you know, at a certain point, sometimes you just got to get in the boat and row. Even though, you know, it's not what we want to hear and that's what we want to do because it's about mission readiness.
What about life on the X? What does that mean?
The term X, it's a military doctrine term, but you can think of it almost like X marks the spot. So when you fast rope out of a helicopter onto that rooftop of that building you're assaulting, we refer to that as landing on the X. And we also use it for example, patrolling down the street, the enemy ambushes us, has us in that kill zone. We're on the X there, too. In that case, we got to get off the X. But that X is that most dangerous, most difficult part of a combat operation. And it applies to our own lives, professionally, personally, where opportunities converge with some of the stress that we feel. And we really need to be deliberate and intentional with setting the table for our success so we show up big and bring our A game to those most important moments.
And how does that translate for people listening right now who will never get close to the level of fitness and discipline that you've displayed for your 27-year career as a Navy SEAL?
Well, you know, for the average person, myself included, like nobody's shooting at me. It's not life or death right now. But I think for all of us, you know, you have jobs, careers, reputations, relationships, those things that are on the line. We often feel that pressure, and it's all relative, right? And some of the biggest stress that I've felt has been outside of combat, whether I'm worried about showing up being unprepared or looking stupid. That creates an amount of stress that I think we all can relate to. But if we use some of the skills that elite athletes, special operations forces, if we use some of the skills that they use to be prepared and execute at a high level, then I think we're all going to be better served in terms of showing up better and bigger professionally as well as in our personal lives and our relationships.
And I, by the way, I've seen Stephen Drum speak, and he's very motivating, relatable. To your elite status relates to the everyday person. I know I got a lot from what you're saying, and I'm looking forward to the book coming out. I got some of the material before, but it'll be out in a week. We hope to have you on TV and radio. But, Steve, just looking at your life and the transition, we understand it's extremely tough, especially for people that do things as significant as you. A lot of times when they make the transition to the civilian world, it's extremely tough. Did you have a tough one?
Yeah, I mean, quite frankly, I did. You know, I launched a speaking business literally about 2 months before COVID hit. So I found myself in that situation where, like, I couldn't contribute. I couldn't do the thing that I love. I was just kind of like found myself in that kind of moment of self-pity. And I had to realize, you know, even though I can't, like, go out there and maybe speak to an audience, I have a greater purpose, right? What is it exactly that it's important to me? Do some character search and say, okay, well, at the end of the day, I can still push out a message that I think the world needs to hear. And I think for all veterans doing that transition, find out less so about the specifics of how you want to execute something, but what do you stand for? Kind of align your values, your beliefs, create a personal mission statement, and try to make decisions that support that personal mission statement every day.
Do you get worried that we're getting soft as a country?
I do, for sure. There's an element of that. And I think as parents, we don't often, you know, we get into that competition game of wanting to plow obstacles out of our children's path at every turn to make it easy so they don't feel pain. But I think it's really kind of letting our kids fail in a controlled environment, letting them fail, letting them face adversity, because that's going to develop the grind. That's going to develop their commitment to things that are hard in life to get them where they want to be and really to toughen them up. So not everything has to offend you, right? Sometimes people say things, it's on you to be offended or not be offended. It's on you to kind of say, here's how I'm going to respond to whatever's going on, and here's how I'm going to get to where I need to go.
Stephen Drum, thanks so much for your service. Look forward to the book. Pre-order it now. Life on the X, a Navy SEAL's Guide to Meeting Any Challenge with Courage, Confidence, and Readiness. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, thanks so much, Brian. I appreciate it.
You got it. When we come back, I'll open up the phones, 1-866-408-7669. We're talking about how this Ohio team's been treated by this federal government, this Ohio town, I should say. We're also talking about what's happening at the border. I'm very encouraged that Hakeem Jeffries went down to the border with a man that understands it, Henry Cuellar. Could he really show leadership as the ranking member of the House? And we're also talking about the China balloon. Yeah, one was China. The other three might have been recreational balloons. We owe a 12-year-old hobby company team a new balloon. Should we pay it?
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Saddling up and chasing down...
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back, everybody. Don't forget One Nation coming up Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Build your life around it. Repeat it again at 11, but watch it. If you have to DVR it, great, but watch it in the same night. Believe me, it's. I can't imagine people going out without watching the show first. What will you talk about with your loved one? Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know.
Patrick Mahomes gave the Lombardi Trophy to a fan at a parade and left it behind. These used to have Stanley Cup stories like this. The two-time champ was captured on video casually handing it off. Mahomes, who did remember to hold on to his beer, was posing for a selfie with the fan and seemingly forgot to retrieve it. It happens to everybody ever after they win MVP at the Super Bowl, I'm sure.
They did say, though, his security guard or someone else from the Chiefs most likely went back to get it.
Yeah, so I mean,
they
sure.
Have it forever.
He's got a detail.
Yeah.
You know, if you're the quarterback, don't worry about the trophy. Just take the picture and walk away.
That's true.
Right?
And hold on to your beer.
Hold on to my beer. Next, Bruce Willis' condition worsens. New Jersey actor diagnosed with dementia, a rare form of dementia. He seems to be losing it slowly. It's his type of dementia is for people under 65 for the most part. And here's a quote from his family. Well, this is painful. It's a relief to finally have a clear diagnosis. The statement read, FTD is a cruel disease that many of us have never heard of and can strike anyone. They say usually you inherit it. It's called frontal temporal dementia. So it's tough. He's still fit, but he's slowly forgetting things. Next, McDonald's is debuting a plant-based McNugget. Finally, the Chicago-based fast food giant is introducing the plant-based McNuggets next week. McPlant McNuggets make from peas, corn, wheat with a tempura batter are the second product McDonald's has co-developed with Beyond Meat, an El Segundo, California-based maker of meat. I heard Joe Rogan talking about this. He says Beyond Meat is terrible for you.
It's
terrible for the ground. Terrible for the... I don't know.
It's so processed. Do you not order as much anymore?
I don't, because I used to feel good about it, and now I haven't really dove into it because I get a lot of texts and messages, and I'm always doing something. But people that farm, like, not only should you not do it, it's worse for the land than any type of cow would do.
Interesting. Well, if you don't want to do the Beyond stuff, John Crist tried Chick-fil-A's cauliflower sandwich.
All right.
And want to hear what he had to say?
Chick-fil-A, as of today, is serving the deep-fried piece. I don't even know what cauliflower is, a vegetable, I guess.
Dude, if I am critical of something that Chick-fil-A does, that's like a Democrat being like, hey, I think the climate change stuff was all just made up. Yeah, or like a Republican being like, yo, maybe we do need to get rid of some of these assault rifles. I don't know how else to say this, but I'm coming across party lines today. I might. I don't know. I haven't had it yet.
It's not going down. You know how you eat something and tell them...
That's a wolf in sheep's clothing right there. That looks exactly like a chicken sandwich, but it's a vegetable. This is a sheep in wolf's clothing, dog. This looks just like a chicken sandwich, but once you get up under the hood there and realize what's going on underneath, it's that's like a transgender chicken sandwich.
So does he like it or not?
He didn't really love it.
Like, I gotta text him.
Yeah, he thought you should text him since you guys are buddies.
Right.
Yeah, like he said, it looks like chicken, but he wasn't a fan of the cauliflower. But you like cauliflower.
I do.
So you might enjoy it.
You know, they have cauliflower steak at Del Frisco's across the street. And I've ordered that. Did they take it off the menu?
They might have. I haven't seen it for a while. But my question is, do they charge you the same price as a steak, even though they're serving you cauliflower?
I don't know. Eric usually pays. I mean, we go out pretty much. I'm sure. It better not. Are you kidding? Next. Rihanna says motherhood is everything, and she shares cover of Vogue with ASAP Rocky and their son after revealing her second pregnancy. So speaking to the magazine, Rihanna gushed that Rocky is her best friend and described motherhood as everything she admitted she wanted. Speaking to the publication, Rihanna gushed over motherhood and described it as everything, as I mentioned. She says becoming a mother is everything. So we pretty much, it's everything. But why is she performing that if it's everything?
Well, because I think she probably committed to this before she knew she was pregnant again or not.
So we watched inside. We had seats at the Super Bowl.
We did.
I did not know the extent and how bad she is at lip syncing. I watched it back. I mean, at one time, she's not even holding the mic by her mouth.
Well, you could see at one point they did. Her voice was going on the air and she wasn't singing. But I know they always have the backup tracks. But, yeah, I know when we were watching, though, it was hard to tell. You're like, did she just not lose the BB weight?
Or you have that echo, you know, I consider myself the luckiest man, Mm-hmm. You didn't know if it was happening in the stadium, but it was an interesting decision to go out high on a platform.
Yeah, she was so high. So, I mean, you saw it on TV, but in the stadium, I mean, she was almost, like, out of the stadium.
Yeah, once again, I missed the story. I did not know she was pregnant. Everyone's like, wow, did you see the big reveal that she's pregnant? I'm
like,
no,
I didn't know. I just thought she was fat.
I did not say that. But I did know she wasn't as defined as she was prior to birth. Now we know she's going back at it. And by the way, thanks for putting six times that the baby being a parent is everything.
Paid for by GovMint.com. Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call GovMint at 1-800-859-1629, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-859-1629. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-859-1629 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-859-1629.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak
steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.